you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I'm leaking all over.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Okay, Richard. Your contribution?
My contribution was I was hoping to get on with a couple of people because I had an opinion question that I wanted to pose that I thought maybe a couple of people could interact with.
Okay, Richard, hold on right there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys, Richard, you go ahead and let's see what happens.
Okay. Can everybody else hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, great. My question is how everybody would feel about the Don and Mike Show returning to New York airwaves.
All right, here we go.
And how would you feel about that?
Now, wait a minute. No, I want to find the pig. I want to find the pig that's burping.
The pig gave birth to you, duh.
Okay, now, Mr. Pig, if you could just stop burping long enough to have some discourse here.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a question or two.
Okay.
Richard, What is the significance of coming on a radio show with lots of people listening, parading yourself as a person with a reasonable level of intelligence, and then burping into the telephone?
You just answered the question. In your question of what's the significance of parading myself in front of tens of people that are listening to your show,
Well, that's
the reason. I am an idiot that likes to draw attention to himself.
Okay. Well, Richard, I want to thank you for your honesty.
All right.
I really want to thank Richard for having the intestinal fortitude to stay and answer the question. I really mean that.
Oh, we're sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey.
Whoa,
look out!
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello!
Hello, friends.
La, la, la.
Don and Mike Show, it's a new episode on this Tuesday that feels like a Monday.
Man.
Yes, the beginning of the week.
And
howdy. Hope everybody enjoyed the MLK doubleheader last night on TNT.
Yes,
wonderful. The hot NBA action last night.
Delightful. Delightful.
Thank you, Rob. That's the one thing that I think is funny that they have. Of course, the entire day. Which is for Dr. Martin Luther King. That's why we were here yesterday.
Absolutely.
And you see all of the promos on TV, and you hear him on the radio, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, last night it was about 6:30. I turned on the TV, and it says, and don't forget, the MLK doubleheader tonight on TNT. Now, it's no different than if they had a Christmas Day doubleheader, or a President's Day doubleheader, or a Christmas Eve doubleheader. To observe, last night, I had a dream.
You did?
I had a dream that there would be a doubleheader on TNT.
And you were right.
And
dream turned into a prophecy.
And they played the game in Memphis last night.
Yes.
Which is where all the stuff happened with Dr. King.
Right. It's
just that old stereotype. Just that old basketball stereotype.
Of course it is.
That's all.
We like to
celebrate Martin Luther King Day by watching black men play a sport that black men dominate. Here you go, white people. Watch this. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Here's a doubleheader of NBA action.
On this show, we like to point out all stereotypes, no matter who they're directed at.
Anyway, that's where we were yesterday, getting ready for the TNT doubleheader.
Yes.
But here we are now. We start with little Dr. John, pick this out for you, Mike. That's out of New Orleans.
Didn't get a chance to hear Dr. John down there, but heard plenty of other people, including people I sang with.
Mike was in New Orleans this weekend. I know that because I received a call. This would be a good starting point for today's show.
All right.
When you called me on Sunday.
Early Sunday.
Sunday morning, yes. Really early.
Bright and early.
9 a.m.-ish. Were you, in fact, at that point, still intoxicated?
No.
Really?
Not even close. I was well between intoxications.
Oh, see. You, okay.
As a matter of fact, I didn't do the weekend properly at all. Mm. In fact, I almost jeopardized the entire weekend due to my mindset of starting the party a little bit too early. Like starting the party even before I left for New Orleans.
Oh, dear.
Okay. To the point of almost not making the plane on Saturday morning.
Oh no.
And I wish Carla was here. It's a visual. It's not really a something I can do justice to on the radio. But what it was she does an impression of me. And the look on my face when I woke up Saturday morning after what we counted was 3 hours of sleep. And she said that the look on my face was one of these. I can't translate it on the radio. I have to show it to you. And it was like, okay. Me going, startled, you look kind like of a, gasping for air, confused, waking up on the couch.
A newborn.
yeah, a little newbornish, and waking up on the couch where Carla apparently left me. and she had gotten the same amount of sleep and was out till the same wee hour. And, you know, God love her, if she hadn't awakened at that hour, she slept through her alarm, which I think was set for 5:30, and slept through an hour. And 6:30, you know, we had time to get our act together, but I hadn't even packed. Wow. So I really didn't prepare for this trip. So the entire trip down to New Orleans and most of that day was just a lost day.
The timeline on this is that...
Had a 9 o'clock flight, 9 a.m. flight.
You started partying on Friday night.
Big time.
Okay. All right, I got you. Thus, by the time you're going to New Orleans...
There were two party
that's
days.
That's where you had the 3 hours of sleep.
There were two party days in on the New Orleans weekend. There was Friday night, which completely just destroyed Saturday.
But you were not in, you were in Virginia.
I was in Virginia.
So it was not a New Orleans
night. The recovery took place soon enough to arrive. And you'll know the condition I was in. I slept from the time the plane lifted off until the time we landed. And you know how easy that is to do for me. I can't do that.
Mike's a photic flyer, so you...
So I was out the whole... And that was what saved me. It was about 2.5 hours of blissful sleep on the plane, but then...
good restful drunk sleep.
It was restful drunk sleep, but when we landed...
RDS.
It was you know, during the day, and I got a chance to enjoy the sights and sounds of New Orleans, and then, you know, turned in early, and that was followed by Sunday, which was the true wonderful day. And I spoke to you well before my intense New Orleans party day had started, with the city just, you know, a joyous place to be after the Saints' victory. It was really a great place to be.
RDS, not to be confused with RLS. Excuse me for 1 second, Mike.
Yes.
For a brief tangent. If this is not the biggest come on, hey, have you seen these ads yet?
No.
With the people going, you know, I don't know what it is. I sit down and my legs my legs don't feel quite right.
Okay.
I tap
it's
my...
It's RLS.
What did I say?
Restless legs. Did you say RDS?
RDS is what you had.
Which is... What's that?
Restful
drunk sleep.
Yes. RLS, and that made me think
it's
of...
restless leg syndrome.
Which is just the biggest bunch of hooey. Stop and think about it for a second. Who doesn't lay in bed at some point and go, you know, my leg is a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Now you need a pill for this? Now you have restless leg syndrome?
Some people kick a lot. Yeah, Carla has it.
Yeah. You know, to go back in time, think, what did the pioneers do? How the frig did we do anything
they
in this
put a
country?
Board. Are you questioning whether it is a legitimate affliction?
I'm not... Yes, and also the fact that now they're hawking pills for it. Like
I forgot what she says it does.
It's Viagra.
She says it's... I forgot exactly what the symptoms are, but I can find out for you.
Your leg is restless.
No, it's something where you
hold on, John,
you kick it out.
Do you suffer?
Yes, I do. Call it twitchy leg syndrome myself.
Ah. You don't take pills for it, do you, big pussy?
Of course not.
Okay, good.
Is it twitchy leg, like the whole leg moves, or is it just muscles in the leg move?
It's kind of like they describe it on the commercial. You just kind of feel like your leg's a little bit jumpy.
But hold on, hasn't everybody, this is my point, hasn't everybody felt it? And you could use the same argument with all the commercials for anxiety. I mean, and depression and everything else. But this is just going to an absolute new level now.
Hey, didn't Mrs. Costanza have what they called the Jimmy legs on Seinfeld? Isn't that the same thing?
Jimmy legs.
I could be mistaken, but someone had the Jimmy legs.
Well, Buzz, you've probably done an ad for it.
And no, I haven't actually. All but right. It's a lot
Starred
of people.
What?
Couples have trouble with this because one partner will kick the other throughout the night, and obviously
happens if a partner kicks a person during the day?
That's a different problem.
Here's the thing: isn't that something that's been throughout history?
Sure.
That the man kicks during the sleep,
but we don't have bundling boards.
Oops, I'm sorry. What?
We don't have bundling boards the way the pioneers did.
Yeah, anyway. Bundling. Is it bungling boards?
Bundling boards.
Hey, those made a lot of sense, my friend.
I have a king size bed, but sleep in the very last spot. The last spot. Are you applauding my king size bed?
I am.
I've got a tiny little. Good for you.
Good for you. I am going to give you my prognosis, my medical experience test. Restless leg syndrome. You need these pills now.
Yes, and we will charge you a fortune for them.
You say your foot feels like ginger ale?
That's what she says.
Uh-huh. Take these pills.
That's one of her things. Her feet feel like ginger ale, but she has never taken any medication for it.
Right.
But you know what? When it comes on TV, she says, I've got that.
Yeah.
And I bet a lot of people do, so now they can just talk them into buying drugs.
They've already done it, Mike.
They've already done it?
RLS. I mean, it's there.
There's a foundation for it.
It's
the Restless Leg Syndrome Foundation.
I experienced a lot of RDS over the weekend.
Yes.
Restful drunken sleep. But I wasn't so out of it that I didn't enjoy that game on Saturday night.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you, when I was pregnant, I had really bad restless leg syndrome. And all you have to do is get up and, like, walk around a little bit. You don't need to take no pills.
Right. Thank you, honey.
You don't have to take no pills and whatnot.
Take no pills. Dynamite show. Click, 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 click. Hello.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Howdy.
I have that twitchy leg thing every day. And my doctor told me it's because I work my meat too much.
All right, he's a butcher.
Hang up. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy. What, Rob?
There's a pill for that now?
Hello.
Yeah, there's different forms of RLS. I mean, there's like minor forms and there's severe forms. But if it affects you to the point where you can't sleep and your legs are just constantly twitching. And
you know what? Then cut your legs off, for goodness sake.
That's right. That's what the pioneers
are you
did.
Kidding me? Oh, my leg is got ginger ale-y feel. Give me a pill.
1 in 10 Americans have it, Don.
Don and Mike Show, please.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
1 in 10 Americans got an itchy butt, too. Uh-huh. But you don't see a pill for that. You know what the answer
is? Hey, what are you
going to
be doing next, Mr. Sensitive? Are you going to say people with cancer are making it up? Huh? Is that what it's going to be? Huh? People with an aneurysm fall downstairs, they're making it up? Is that what it is?
Well, Mike?
Yes, I know. The theory long held by you. Everybody's faking it.
No, listen, of course.
The only way that they prove that they're not faking it,
is
of
when
course,
they check out.
Is when they're underground.
Right. Yeah.
That's
and,
it.
And then, do they get the last laugh then, huh? Hey, you laughed about my restless leg syndrome. Look at me now.
I'm the epitaph. I told you so.
Hello, that's Mike. It. No, of course, there is a space between dreaded diseases and made up stuff like, you know what restless leg syndrome is?
What is it?
It's like Sweetest Day. It really
without
is.
The cards.
Sweetest Day is.
What is Sweetest Day?
Sweetest
oh,
Day.
Oh, Sweetheart's Day.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
Is it Sweetest Day or Sweetheart's
I've
Day?
Heard both. Sweetheart's Day, Sweetest Day.
Is Sweetheart's Day? Doesn't that fall between Valentine's Day and like Memorial Day?
Yes, it's a made up.
Right. Just
it's
completely
a made up holiday.
Made up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like Grandparents' Day.
Right.
And those are made by Hallmark. RLS was made by the drug equivalent of Hallmark.
Didn't Hallmark make Mother's Day, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they're all, I guess you get down to it, they're all made up.
They made up Christmas, too.
That's what I heard.
Don and Mike Show. Well, the way we do it now, they did, for goodness sake. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, the pagan.
Hey, guys, good afternoon.
Hi.
Jimmy Lake syndrome is from the Lucy Show. Well, she's wiggling his legs while he's sitting in the wheelchair.
From the Lucy Show.
No, that's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Lucy. That's when Michael Caine comes over and he hits Steve Martin with the stick.
Yeah, what's that have to do with Lucy?
No. The I Love Lucy Show when with Ricky Ricardo when the guy's sitting, Ricky's playing an old man and she's jimmying his leg, wiggling his legs to keep the circulation going.
Is that when she wiggles his legs and he starts eating the bonbons?
I don't recall.
He says, between the toes, Lucy.
And then he jumps out of the wheelchair and he starts to make wine.
Isn't that the episode where Ricky becomes aroused?
No, yeah, right. And then Fred comes over and takes Lucy in the bad place.
Yeah, he's wearing a pillow.
They rape the ass out of Mrs. Trumbull.
Good day.
My. It's in the box set. It's in the Lucy box set. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, hello, Donna Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Hey, Rob A., regarding the Jimmy Legs reference, that was Kramer's girlfriend.
That's what it was.
All right.
Jimmy Legs. All right. Okay.
Hello, one more here. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
RLS is real Dawn. I have it.
RLS is made
up. That's a serious caller.
Real Dawn. You don't even know. You wouldn't know unless you had it.
Yeah. Hello, I think I've got it. I think it's called either a cramp or you get to bed and you go, oh, my leg feels a little...
This guy sounds like a long time
really,
sufferer.
I would never take that medicine, but I really do think I have it. I mean,
then I urge you to get a big knife, my friend. Cut off both of your legs immediately.
I urge you to learn a joke, jerk.
You urge me to run a joke?
No, learn a joke instead of sitting there and talking about nothing every day.
Learn a joke, like
what? Is
what?
The hostility?
Learn a joke.
Are you really an RLS sufferer?
What is you learn one, Fatso.
He got angry and then he hung up.
Jesus.
Learn a joke. How many whores does it take to give birth to a retard? One.
You know, I always tell you when you make fun when you make fun of the afflicted.
Oh, that guy didn't have RLS. It was really lame syndrome. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Really loopy syndrome. Real loser syndrome. Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they cut your legs off, wouldn't it be restless stump syndrome?
Right, all right.
Right. Yeah, you know what? You'd still have the restless leg syndrome.
You just wouldn't. It wouldn't be there.
What's
you just have
thumping?
Just have to keep cutting away.
Cutting away.
Cutting away until you...
Just so you're just like a torso.
Just like one of those stress squeeze things.
Yes.
You know, like the little guy where his face goes all nuts?
You're all face.
Hey, face. Everything is face. Okay, well, I sidetracked everything with RLS there. So it's Sunday morning,
yes,
and I get a call from Mike.
Right.
Now, you sure did sound like you were either at the beginning or the end of what happened.
Nope.
Here's the
comment. No, I was just happy. I just come from Café Du Monde, and I had the beignets, and I'd had my hot cocoa because I don't drink coffee, and was enjoying the beignets, and then actually was looking for this for you a good part of Saturday, but stumbled into the right place that had them, and I told you I was going to pick you up a Reggie Bush jersey, and I even though I was calling him Reggie Brown, I'm not sure
that
why
was,
that was that. That was the clued you in.
What it was
here's, Saturday night I had restless leg syndrome, and it was very, very difficult.
And Rob, would you please get me a joke, just so I have one handy?
That's a joke.
The next time someone calls and says, hey, tell a joke,
I like
sure that I have a joke ready.
It's a good feature.
So Mike calls, I pick up the phone, hello, and I get the Major Bill voice. He goes, hello, Dodd.
It was more upbeat, my Major Bill. Hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah,
that's what it was. Hey, what'd you, because it was really a beautiful day, temperatures in the 70s.
And I said, good morning, and he said, I'm at the coffee place, and he said, I'm going to find you, Cotton Pickett shirt, a Reggie Brown. Now, who do you want?
I said, Drew Brees or Reggie Brown?
Drew Brees or Reggie Brown? I said, because there is a guy named Reggie Brown who plays for Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know that.
I said, no, I guess Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Don't you like Reggie Brown?
I was going to get you Deuce McAllister, but they were out. He was a hero. Sure. He was a hero on Sunday.
So I said to Mike, do you mean Reggie Bush? Yeah. Yes, Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush.
I'm looking at it right now, Don.
So I gave you the choice between Drew Brees and Reggie Bush.
But you kept referring to him
as Reggie Brown.
Reggie Brown.
Like five times, didn't I?
Even at the end of the conversation, you said, all right, well, you have a good day.
And look for that Reggie Brown jersey coming your way. I don't know why that happened, but I just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. It might have been a reaction from Friday. You know, I still might have been recovering from Friday, but look what I got. There it is for you.
Got me a Reggie Brown shirt.
And I got you another thing in there, too, that's just a little something. You know, that's what you do in New Orleans, right?
Sure.
You throw the little something that's worthless in with the something that's worthwhile.
A lanyap, a little something extra.
Yeah, I got a lanyap in there for you, too.
Yeah, look at that.
There it is. That's your Reggie Brown jersey right there.
It would be sacrilegious to wear this today because I'm wearing all this Packers crap.
I know, but I figured
I like it. Wear this tomorrow, Mike.
Your jerseys. And then look in the bag. Look in the bag. There's another little New Orleans trinket, a lanyap in there.
I love jumping on a bandwagon.
And that'll go with your outfit today. Oh, give me mine. Give me mine.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Red Sox beads and Packers beads.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, got the Red Sox beads.
Hey, you done good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you like it.
Hey, you're a buddy.
You're
a buddy.
Isn't that a nice land yet, the Packer thing?
Yeah.
As you know, mm-hmm. I have been on the Saints bandwagon forever.
All right, I wrote that down because I want to talk to you.
Forever, Saints, forever. One-footed guard.
I want to talk to you about that.
Ever.
I want to talk to you about that because I really didn't break down. I was tempted all day on Saturday to buy the jersey for myself and wear it, and I didn't do that because I wanted to be a Fairweather fan, but I didn't want to be that kind of Fairweather fan because that town, it was just so much fun. You know I love the city of Philadelphia. Nobody loves that city more than I do.
I think maybe they do.
But no, I just got so caught up with it. You can't, they are so cool, the fans down there. And, you know, I mean, talk about people that really just deserve it, you know, the people that are down there. And it was really great to be in that town with that game and everybody just going out of their minds. And then, of course, you know, on Sunday, rooting for Seattle equally hard to see if they get the NFC Championship game to come back, and they didn't get that. But what the hell? They're still going. And it's exciting. It really. But I never bought a jersey for myself because, you know what? I'm not a jersey wearer. You wear jerseys all the time.
Love to. Thank you for the Reggie Bush jersey.
It's bought myself a nice little subtle New Orleans Saints T-shirt, and I figured that sufficed for the big celebration. Really enjoyed it.
You could be in Jersey Boys.
What? He was just throwing it. Russ, Rob has lots of jokes.
He's out of his mind happy today.
He said I could be in Jersey Boys.
You know, on Broadway.
Because I have so many jerseys.
Oh, Jersey Boys. I get it.
That doesn't count as the joke, the emergency
joke.
The emergency joke.
Okay, because I want to have a joke. Well, Mike, thank you. That was a wonderful gift. Thank you for thinking of me.
My pleasure.
I'm, as I mentioned, a bandwagon guy. Let's go, Saints.
Yeah, go, Saints. Go to the Super Bowl. Come on, Saints.
So, I understand that you partied before you went there.
Yeah, that didn't count, though. That was just your run-of-the-mill Friday night.
What about when you were actually in the city that Hope forgot that smells like a urinal cake?
It started out at the Court of Two Sisters. You know that restaurant?
I know it well.
Yeah, Buzz knows that place. You've been there, Don. We've been there together. We went there with
really? Have I?
We went there with Sam Ben Ruby one night.
I don't remember, Mike. But
it was a Sambuca night when we were there.
That's why I don't remember it.
Well, you don't remember it. But started out there, hooked up with a couple of friends of Carla's. And went down, I think it's called St.
Yeah,
Charles.
Yeah, hooked up.
St. Charles Place.
Hooked up, that means doing it.
And we ended up heading down St. Charles Place, mm-hmm. you know, through this amazing area of New Orleans that I'd never even seen and went into another town. But by the time we get to this this suburb of New Orleans, I didn't even really know where I was.
How many times were you robbed?
None. Zero.
Good, see?
I was asked for money four times, including one time that I was asked for yesterday. And I did, like, the classic suburban, what school do you go to thing, where I had all my gambling money in my wallet.
Gambling?
And I reach in, and I reach out to give this guy, like, $3, uh-huh. and I got all my cash for the trip. And it was the stupidest way. It was the textbook example of how not. I mean, if the guy had, you know, really been desperate, he could have, like, tackled me and grabbed the wallet. But I, you know, I took out, like almost like your grandmother would take out a little dollar at the, you know, the ladies that have the change purses at the grocery store? That's literally what I was doing because I was so out of it. And I'm like, oh, here you go. 1, 2, 3. But no, a couple of times. There are a lot of people that are down there, like any city. You've got the, like, what we have out here in Rockville, too. We have people that come up to, hey, buddy, could you give me a couple of bucks to get something to eat? So I gave him a couple of bucks to get something to eat.
Right.
But it was really, the city was on the way back. I mean, I didn't obviously, because I'm in the touristy area, the French Quarter didn't get whacked by Katrina like other areas right. did. But I'd say the city's well on its way. I mean, you look at the Superdome, and I remember the pictures of the Superdome right after the tragedy, and you look at it and you go, my God, they did do some amazing things to make it back. I hope that they can turn around the rest of the city and the areas that got completely decimated, and you hear a lot of stories about that they're really not making the kind of progress they should be down there. But as far as, you know, where the money is, as far as people coming in and generating money for the area with tourism and all that, I would tell people, man, go, knock yourselves out, have a great time. I didn't detect any discernible change from those little tourist areas. It was really still, a couple of places on Canal Street and in other areas of the quarter that are still closed, a lot of places that are kind of renovating and remodeling. But really, you can go down there and have just as much of a good time as any other time. I just couldn't talk Sunday night, I couldn't talk Carla into going to world famous Love Axe.
Oh,
I couldn't.
That's
you know,
too bad.
You have to remember that sign.
You know
why? It's a big league dance. It's been there for 50 years.
Yes, man. Not to go down a dark road, if you'll
yes,
pardon the pun.
Yes.
Haven't you been there with other ladies in your life?
Not to that place. I've been there by myself.
Where did you go with Laura one time when you went to New Orleans? Didn't you go like to a sex? God, were there people having sex inside?
Simulating it? No.
I don't think so.
I blocked all that out. I'd rather not talk about it. I've completely blocked that up. And,
didn't bring up the L word.
I did.
Sorry.
Please, man, what are you doing to me? But yeah, here I am telling a perfectly good story
about my
current life, and you're bringing back horrible memories for me. Why are you doing that to me? I mean, you know, here I am talking about today, current New Orleans, and you know, you want to just destroy me by bringing up these horrible, painful memories, you know, that I just want to, you know, forget completely. I really do.
Okay.
No, the only other time
we'll
that
hit the easy button. We'll erase the segment.
The easy button.
Sorry that I brought it up.
Yeah. Well, no, it was. You know,
I do remember you going to. Okay. Independent of it, who was
actually might have been my first wife.
Ah.
No, I don't think so.
I think it might have been my first wife, Rob. I really do. Okay.
It could have been Billy.
Yeah, I think so. I truly do. I have no. I don't. You know what? It's such a fun city. Who knows? But it was great. I had a really good time. I really, really had a fabulous time. And I didn't get murdered. Which, you know, you said I was going to get murdered, and I didn't get murdered.
No,
so
I just
it didn't happen.
Had a string of murders, and good for you that
oh
you made
God,
it in and
just,
out alive.
I just remember what happened though.
What?
Where I ended up, and I didn't even jot this down for my weekend.
Where?
I was sitting in a gay bar.
Shock.
Carla said, let's go to the
That's
gay bar.
That's right.
I love to dance at gay bars, and I ended up sitting at the bar.
Homo.
For a very interesting 10 minutes, and, you know, the gay people have returned to New Orleans.
I was thinking that I have a feeling she may be a lesbian.
You were at a gay bar, and your girlfriend was dancing with lesbians?
There weren't any lesbians there.
She was dancing with gay men.
There wasn't a lesbian that I could see.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
For miles and miles around. All I know is I sat at the bar. I don't think I think I did order a drink, and the bartender didn't have a shirt on.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Hey.
And it was one of those. It was one of the last places on Sunday night that we stopped, and I was just sitting there, and she ventured off. And came back about 5 minutes later. I said, did you dance? She said, no, it was too crowded. So she came walking. But I had a good 5 minutes by myself at the gay bar. And you know what you think? You think, hey, this is a gay bar. You know, is someone going to come up to me? But, you know, now
no one did.
Men, women, it doesn't matter. No one bothered.
I'm sorry.
No one came up to me, and we were there. Because you know how the quarter works.
What time were you there? Was it late?
Yes. Yeah,
so,
like last... Probably last stop.
So you could have been some guys, you know how when a two turns into a ten when it actually turns 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. It was awfully, you know, crowded and right at the peak time. It could have been late, but I'm not sure because the day started early, so that, you know, the time was not all that
okay,
late. For us, it was late. It was late in the day for me.
So some gay gigolo hadn't just been sizing up his options and towards the end of the evening say, you know what?
Not a chance.
Look at that one in the Red Sox jersey. He's kind of pugnacious looking.
I was talking to
look
the...
Look at him. He's been sitting there all night with a woman, but look at him.
I was talking to the bartender.
Look at the ass on him.
I wish. But there were two bar stools on my right, two bar stools on my left.
Stools.
And I even went to the bathroom.
Wow. At the bar?
At the gay bar. Nothing was going on
at the bar?
I went to the bathroom in my pants at the bar. No, I walked in. I completely...
You went into a bathroom.
Now I know why I forgot that, because it was like the wee hours of the morning. But I went into the bathroom. I had to go. And Carlo had ventured out to the dance floor.
Number one or number two?
Oh, number two. No. Not number one. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But if I'd had to... I would have.
Oh, my God.
It was, but I completely forgot that until just now. And I realized that was one of the last things we did. That was one of the last things that we did in New Orleans was with our night out. And because the people that we had been hanging out with, and I don't remember
these
their
are
names.
People that you just met down there?
No, Carla's
friend.
Carla's business.
She
knows this lady and her husband, and we had a nice brunch. And then the brunch turned into going out to this other area, and nothing much was happening. Went to a sports bar to watch the end of the Patriots game and had a guy come up and start talking to me.
Mm.
And
he knew the show from Lafayette. We're not on in Lafayette anymore.
Right. The shock.
And
he
has his voice. He apparently had been at the Saints game the night before, and he wanted to say, I loved you guys. I wish you were still on here.
He was in the gay bar?
No, this was at a sports bar. I'm jumping around a little bit here, so bear with me.
Is it a sports gay bar?
No, this was a sports bar.
Hey, sports bar.
Big long tables, and I could not tell you the name of it or where it was.
Can I tell you, I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Yes.
My leg feels like ginger ale.
You have restless leg syndrome?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
We have to break, Mike. No, my leg is fine.
I have a lot more to tell you about New Orleans, including a list of the food that I ate.
Oh, good.
Okay, now.
I'm talking. Because of the conditions that I was in on several times, I will not be able to take you through meal by meal. But I've done a reasonably good idea of listing everything that I ate, including the New Orleans, with the New Orleans food that I ate.
Okay.
If you want, I'll put everything I ate down there.
Well, I think we all like hearing what you had to eat over a holiday weekend.
You should have seen what I ate at the gay bar. Oh. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
So you say.
The city that care forgot.
That's right.
You know, the way it works in that quarter is you walk down this street and you get to the final, like, quadrant of it, and that's where it was, like, at the end of the line.
Is that where it turns,
on the trolley is where,
is that
the
where it turns gay?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. I think it might even be Bourbon Street, where you walk far enough on Bourbon Street and you're in the gay section.
Brown
and bam, you go across the street and pow, there it is. And Carla said, oh, come on, let's go in. I said, I was putty at that point. I said, well, what am I saying? I was the one that dragged Carla in there. I said, let's go in.
Carla, I'm going to the bathroom! Attention, gay men!
Now, I don't know what it was, but Carla said, I said I was in the bathroom for a minute and a half, but I just went to, number one. She said I was in there for 2.5 hours.
Ah.
So I don't know what happened.
Came out with the cranberry juice.
I don't know, but I just felt wonderful the next day.
Who's got it right?
Butt bleeding.
I felt lighter. Truly.
What is this? Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, you were either at Oz or the pub.
What, the gay bar?
Yes.
I don't know. Don't remember. Names are real. Forget that.
Was the dancers on the bar?
What? I don't remember. I was really, I was kind of, how I was when I paid that bet off? Body language, even though I was a little, body language was kind of head down, kind of looking up like this.
Okay.
But it was open air. What?
You weren't passed out on the sidewalk, were you?
No. Thank you. Thanks, Chuckles.
Come on, Mike. We're all laughing at the thought of you drunk in a gay bar.
I know that
just sitting at the bar by yourself.
Like they all are.
Giving off the vibe like, hey, I saw Brokeback Mountain. Won't somebody hit on me so at least I can be hit on?
I have one of those oversized cowboy hats on.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's Mike in that bar in New Orleans on Saturday night.
Oh, look what the wind blew in.
Hi, Mr. Beer. I was wondering if you was needing any help this summer.
You're wasting your time here.
Well, you ain't got nothing.
Oh, hold on a second.
Nothing up on Brokeback?
Right.
Ain't got no work for you.
Randy Quaid.
I guess Del Mar ain't been around, has he?
You boys sure found a way to make the time pass up there. Chris.
It's Randy Quaid talking
to me. You guys wasn't getting paid to leave the dogs babysit the sheep while you stem the rose.
The Don and Mike Show. The sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Michael Mellon.
I didn't think Randy had to be that hard on me.
He's at hard on it, Randy Quaid together.
Just because he caught me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Howdy.
Good. Mike.
Yes, sir.
While you're at the gay bar, did anybody offer to put...
Thank you.
Thank you for that American classic.
Have a good day, guys.
Thanks for the joke.
Get out of here.
That is an American classic.
Before we hear what you ate, by a lot. God, I don't have great weekend stuff for this 3-day holiday. Just at some point, I'm a failure. None of the Christmas stuff is down yet.
Oh, no.
I'm one of the people that I mock.
Yeah.
If you come to
you
my
house.
You
had said that on Friday that was going to be one of your big projects.
Oh, the big creepy Santa Claus is still out there. The big creepy reindeer is out there. And everything's out there. And it's a mess. And I'll tell you why it didn't get done this weekend.
Okay.
We can get back to this later in the show.
Yeah.
Because of AOL. Now, I don't know if they're a sponsor or at this point, who cares?
Has anybody had the experience of trying to cancel AOL?
I read about it, but I haven't had that experience.
You'd have to. I've never subscribed to it, so I wouldn't know. Here's the deal. I've had AOL like everybody has. Right. You know, when you first got the internet, you get CompuServe, then you get whatever. It was right. AOL.
Right.
Well, I've always just kind of had AOL, and really with the advent of everything else, AOL's kind of worthless, in my humble opinion. Okay? But it's okay for instant messaging, but that's pretty much about it. And I realized that I've been paying a pretty exorbitant amount for this broadband service, which I never use. I got another internet provider. And I have mail accounts through AOL, and the mail's free now. So why am I paying them? I thought this was going to be pretty simple. I went online to cancel. They wouldn't let me cancel online, so you must talk to somebody.
Yes.
I had no idea that there was such an animal as trying to get AOL to allow you to cancel your service.
Is it like giving up a health club membership?
Harder.
Really? I've read.
Jesus.
They say they've tried to make it easier, but let's hear what Don has to say.
Really? I only wish that I had taped it. Well, you'd have to get someone's permission to put it on the air. I am prone to exaggerate. This is no exaggeration. 1 hour on the telephone with AOL that ended up with me quite literally raising my voice and saying to the guy, cancel the account. Because every time it started off friendly enough, hi, I'm going to cancel the account.
It doesn't start where they say, you want to tell us why?
The first thing the guy said to me was, okay, we'll look into it.
It's in the script.
So it's, I really didn't know there was a script. Because
apparently there is.
Well,
if
this guy had a script.
Do you think in the script it has the big sigh? Make sound effects to sit.
Yes.
To express that you're dissatisfied.
I've heard tapes because people have recorded these calls.
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
I swear to Christ, this is new to me. Well, then I'll drop this. This is something everybody's heard about.
Not
I have no idea.
So the guy, how long before were you able to do it? Were you able to be successful?
Yeah, but I had to be real hard for me to do. I had to be a super giant prick. Where finally I had a guy on the telephone. This guy's supervisor. Where I said to him, cancel it, cancel it, cancel it, cancel it, cancel it, cancel it. And the last thing the guy said to me before I went off was, I'm just trying to help you from making a giant mistake.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And that's when I said,
that's the angle.
The giant mistake is that I've been paying $18 a month to AOL for the last 5 years, and I never use your service. Cancel it. Then he said, well, hold on. I see that there are other people on your plan.
Yeah.
And
the script.
Are you kidding, Bud?
I'm not. I'm serious.
Well, as it turns out, there are other people that are on my plan. But I said to them, okay, one of them is my son. He doesn't use it. Uh-huh. One of my wife. She's passed away. The other is my mother-in-law. She doesn't use it.
Wow.
The guy said, I just think it would be in your best, it kept saying, in your best interest. And I kept saying to him, and keep in mind, this went on an hour. I did not know there was a script.
I didn't think that was legal.
I can't do that.
I'm not a lawyer, but I've...
That's why I wanted to come in and mention it today, that it was really an hour of freaking pulling teeth, which started friendly enough for me. They would not let it go to the point where I had to get aggressive and then say, stop it, stop it, stop it. I even pulled out the thing like they care. I said, I got...
Did they give you a little survey as to what you're dissatisfied with? Did they say, hey, did you not like this? Did you not like this? Or...
Mike, it never even got to that point. It was every time I said...
Well, I'm just... We'll get, what took the hour?
Because every time I said I want to cancel, the guy said, either you can't do that, told me you can't do that,
right.
Or I'm going to have to look into that for you. Can you hold on a second? And I am not articulating this correctly. I would be put on hold for a minute.
Dave Music?
Yeah, he'd come back and he'd say, okay... let me see if you pull up your account. There was a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of waiting to pull up the account. And
so they're by design, they make it a very difficult procedure.
Yeah. This is why I'm really mad, and I'll drop this if this happens, but I thought this was unique to me. This couldn't have been from a script. Because the guy said to me, it's like he's trying to catch me in a lie. Mm-hmm. He said, well, and it was just like a, well. And I said, well, what? He said, you indicate that you don't use the service.
Yep.
Yet I couldn't help but noticing that you sent 4 messages yesterday using your AOL mail.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Right? And the point of this is what, besides the fact that you're looking around at my account?
Well, the point of it, sir, is you've lied to me, and now we're going to charge you double.
No, the guy said you use the service. You've told me that you don't use the service. And I was really saying to the guy, I don't understand this. I want to cancel. Then I said, let me speak to a supervisor. And it was starting all over again where I even said, I do a radio show, and I'll be glad to talk about this on the radio. And the guy said, what's the radio show? I said, it's the Don and Mike show. He said, great. I mean, the guy was happy mm-hmm. that I was going to talk about AOL.
But you were obviously saying it in not the kindest way.
No.
Was he responding to you in a kind of challenging way? Well, go ahead then.
Yes, absolutely. And then when I finally said, stop this effing S, the guy says to me, hey, hey, hey. Mm-hmm. And it was just like that. I swear to Christ. Hey, hey, hey. There's no need for that language. And I said, if it will expedite this progress, the process we're going through, yes, cancel the effing account now. Effing cancel it right now. Effing cancel. Sir, I don't have to be talked to like this. I said, I don't have to take AOL. And then finally he said, well, I bet you're going to come back to us, but I'll cancel it for now. Like he's doing me a favor. There is no contract that I can ever remember signing with AOL.
Right. So this you've heard of this before.
I did a story about this late last summer, and
I don't remember
in this case, there was a guy who actually made it a point never to swear to the AOL representative and recorded all of his phone calls, and it took several calls. And everything Don just described to the letter, exactly the same story as this guy had, except in his case, they said, I noticed your father is also on your account, and he's used AOL for blank number of hours this past month. Are you sure you don't want to talk to your dad about this first?
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that, Buzz.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
And then that was fun.
So you think you're finally free? Do you think they didn't leave any strings, did they?
No. I turn it on today. It don't work.
The head of AOL came out in like a week after that story and said, that employee has been disciplined. That is not our policy, and we will never do that again.
Well, I guess that's just been proven wrong.
Yeah.
So this is...
Wow. It happened on Saturday. The guy was more than aggressive with me.
Yeah.
Much more than aggressive.
Making you feel that by canceling your subscription that...
like I'm an idiot.
Bad things are going to happen to you. Same script.
Like... The world's going to fall apart now because I don't have AOL. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. My name is Shannon, and I had a similar experience. I was able to cancel, but they still charged me for the next 2 months. When I called back, I was not able to get a number for the supervisor or a manager. They would not give me my money back. But I did get a fax number, and I faxed them every day for a month and a half, and then my money finally appeared in my account.
Boy, you shouldn't have to really do
that. What bastards they are, Buzz. I mean, you had this on the news, I believe. I don't remember it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Rob.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi, buddy.
Hey, listen, I talked to the AOL people, and I found out that if you have the high-speed internet, you get AOL now for free. The only thing you don't get is the tech support over the phone, but who needs that anyway?
Yeah, right, that sucks. I mean, I mentioned that to the guy. I said, you're giving away the mail for free. What does it really matter?
And yeah, you get the web browser, too. I'm sorry.
No. I guess they must have a lot of people canceling. I didn't know this was a phenomenon.
Well, they're not doing too well, are they?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Oh, they're on top of the world, Mike.
Top of the world, Dave. Never been better.
Yeah, well, on top of the world. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Don?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I was just hearing you talking about the AOL thing.
Yeah, how about that? And whatnot.
God bless you. How long you been working there?
I don't work there. I couldn't get rid of them either.
Listen, get a joke, okay? Get a joke, as somebody said to me earlier. Get a joke. We got a guy much more important call to the line. No, really. Some guy who says he's with the bar. He was at the bar with Mike this weekend.
Oh, okay. All right.
New Orleans. JP.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike, you were at Cooter Browns.
Are you talking about the place where the sports were on?
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. I bet that's it. I guarantee you that's it.
I was the guy that has been listening to you since the Wave of Days and asked you to impersonate Jack Kent Cook.
But were you the guy without the voice?
No, that was my buddy Carl.
Okay, Carl is the guy without the voice. I think I met, three of you guys?
Yeah, we've all been longtime fans, and it was just a real thrill to see you.
Well, you guys could not have been nicer. That was fun. But your buddy, I believe...
Cooter Brown, that would normally be a sign that you should maybe get another date.
Could have been the gay bar. What, can you enlighten me as to what part of the... Because I have no idea where I was. What was that, a suburb of New Orleans?
No, you were in uptown New Orleans.
Uptown New Orleans.
Mike, isn't it always helpful, excuse me, when a listener calls in to remind you what you did when you were freaking 2,000 miles away
where you were
over the weekend?
But he's right, because I remember that, and it was a huge sports bar, and I met you guys, and you couldn't have been nicer, and it was and I'm sorry we're not on in Lafayette anymore, but I had a good time.
We're not on anywhere anymore, so don't worry about it.
And I was, Don, it was at that stage of the, I believe I did Jack Ken Cook, did I not? I did a little of that?
You did.
That's the stage of the evening I was in.
Ah,
you know,
yeah.
I was in the happy where I would have performed for anyone.
Had Mike gone to the gay bar yet? Do you know, JT?
No, I have no idea how he made it down there.
No, that was after we left the couple that we were with, and then we continued, and Carla pointed out to me that was a crucial juncture in the evening where if I had taken her advice and we had just gone back to the hotel, everything would have been a lot less painful the next day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah, howdy. Howdy.
Brandy from Reno.
Hi there.
Hey. The same exact problem with AOL. I had to call them up twice to cancel because they kept billing me. And then a year later, they sent me to collections for money after I had canceled with them.
Yeah. Folks, this just happened to me over the weekend. If this has really happened to everybody, well, I just say, how come this hasn't been publicized? But, Buzz, you had it on the news when?
Late last summer.
Last summer.
I believe the overwhelming odds are probably that you were an isolated case.
Find me a tape of that show from last summer, Rob.
You know what? It's a shame. I erased that show this morning.
I would like to have heard Buzz's take on that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
My mother had 5 brain aneurysms, and my brother...
Are you applauding that?
That's a great record.
My brother, who was underage at the time, called AOL and signed her up. And I was on the phone for, like I said, over an hour.
All right, so everybody's been screwed by AOL when you're trying to cancel the
even program. The afflicted.
And
their relative.
No more, as guy says he worked at AOL or worked there. Hello, Don and Mike show?
Hey, Don, Mike.
Are you an AOL guy now or were you before?
I just got laid off like a month ago.
Oh, good. I'd like to point out before you start talking...
Disgruntled.
...that you are disgruntled.
Yeah.
I am disgruntled, and technically I'm not supposed to be talking to you if I want my severance.
All right, well, go ahead.
What's your full name, sir?
And social security number.
Sorry, I won't be sharing that information with you, but I will tell you, AOL's been sued. There's been several class action suits because of this. The same thing with making it difficult for people to cancel their accounts. And what they have not told you is, I think someone else just mentioned this, you can get everything that you can get right now for AOL. It's free. You get your mail,
right.
You get your IM, you get everything for free. And they made this big announcement, but they make it very difficult for you to even transfer to the free service. And they make a tremendous amount of money from people who just don't know how to cancel. And they hope that people...
I just said you're talking to that person because what they said one of the reasons they gave me was, I said, well, every time I turn on goddamn AOL, it slows down my whole computer because I get like AOL auto scan and process, which sucks and keeps saying that there's a Trojan horse and there's not a Trojan horse, and it shuts down the system. And the guy said, how about if I send you another disc? And I said, wait, like one of those discs that I can get in any magazine, or if I go into Blockbuster and they say 150 hours for free, I said, I went out of this.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like trying to break up with a chick who just will not accept it.
Like trying to leave the mob.
You know? Really? Right. There is no mafia.
I bet you get follow-up calls.
There is no AOL.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know if they call back. I'll let you know if they dare to call back.
Yeah, well, here's a little inside information for you. Everyone who works at AOL, we used to avoid using AOL because it just sucked.
Oh, now that's the disgruntled part here. I've heard lots of people say they're thrilled with the service.
That's how I feel about our radio station.
I have no idea. What
you're trying, Mike. That's the important
thing. Yeah, you know, I always like to cover that base.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, when is the Naked Army chick? Is that the next break?
It is.
Okay, we got to get a break.
Ooh.
When we come back, we did mention this on the show last week. This I do remember. The woman who's in the Army... Who's in some hot water,
yeah.
Proposing nude for Playboy.
Hot water.
Yeah. We'll chat with someone actually timely from today's headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the list of the things Mike ate down in New Orleans.
Oh, good. Yes, I'll try to organize them. I'll try to organize them in order of meals.
And also, as far as tapes go today, my God, too much of the... We started to get into this on Friday with the bad YouTube quality, the Paula Abdul's drunk tape.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Got all of those.
Good morning, Paula Abdul, live in New York City.
Good morning, everybody.
She can hear us. So tell us, what are you looking forward to this season?
How about a lot of you coming in?
She's effed up. Walking the tightrope. I'm sure you've seen it on YouTube, but it does bear a...
Hey, I have a question
going back
for you.
To again.
When I list the food that I ate, do you want me to include the casino buffet?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, geez. All right.
Of course.
Give me another piece of paper.
And also, at some point on the show today, circa, I think, 1960... Everybody loves it when we have these tapes. The boys' sex instruction video.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
You're going to make it.
Half my life.
Oh, hold on a second. That's Brokeback Mountain, for goodness sake. Although that's a sex instruction tape.
In a way.
Just tease this a little bit. What are some of the topics on this? Baby making.
Uh-huh.
There's no special age for having sex. Wet dreams.
Uh-huh.
Puberty.
Right.
These are my testicles.
Mm-hmm.
This is my penis.
Oh, wow. These are the films we saw when I was in school.
Yep, let's just hear a little bit of this. Just tease you with some of the stuff coming.
You're funny, like they had film when you were in school.
On the wall. It was a playlist. No, it was like Egyptian.
It's stone written on the rock.
Here. This is what happens when the egg is fertilized.
Well, it's always the guy
that
sounds
like... the egg.
But isn't that why
it's always the guy that sounds exact. It's got to be the same guy for 100 years.
In this tube. Then the fertilized egg becomes attached to the uterus wall.
And you know what? We're reacting in many of the same ways that the students reacted.
But everybody doesn't develop at the same time or in the same way. Jim, for instance, is bigger all over than you, Pete. And that just means he started filling out earlier. You'll catch up.
They're talking about size?
George now is growing tall instead of filling out.
Huh.
Mike is more like Jim.
Yeah.
Ben will be tall, probably, and big all over. Well, everybody is just naturally a little different.
Yeah, but where do these glands come in?
Well, it's the sex glands, or testes, that actually get these changes going.
Sex glands.
Here. Maybe a diagram will help.
I'm sure. Ron Jeremy over here is different than all of you boys.
These sex glands are called testes.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so let's the boys' sex instruction video today.
Wow.
Hey, come right back with the army chick. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Five and five. Why is your footlocker unlocked?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
Private Pyle, if there is one thing in this world that I hate, it is an unlocked footlocker. You know that, don't you?
Sir, yes, sir.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you, there wouldn't be any favor in this world, would there?
Sir, no, sir.
Get out. Well, now, let's just see if there's anything missing. Holy Jesus. What is that? What is that, Private Pyle?
Sir, jelly donut, sir.
A jelly donut?
Sir, yes, sir.
How did it get here?
Sir, I took it from the mess hall, sir.
Is chow allowed in the barracks, Private Pyle?
Sir, no, sir.
Are you allowed to eat jelly donuts, Private Pyle?
Sir, no, sir.
And why not, Private Pyle?
Sir, because I'm too heavy, sir.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, Private Pyle.
Sir, yes, sir.
And why did you hide a jelly donut in your footlocker, Private Pyle?
Sir, because I was hungry, sir.
Because you were hungry.
The Don and Mike Show. The sun likes them. Don and Mike.
All right, so let's see. Support our troops. We had this on the show last week. Sergeant in trouble for Playboy spread.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Sergeant Michelle Manhart,
Air Force Staff Sergeant.
And she's just as hot can be.
No.
She's in the new Playboy. And before we get her on the phone, I know, Mike, you like me are anxious.
I have not seen this. Will be my first reaction.
You're in for a treat. And oh my!
Enlistment will be up because of this.
Something will be up.
Look at that! Look at
I can't see. Hold
look
on.
Look at her vagina.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Look at her vagina.
Her vagina.
Yeah,
she is absolutely gorgeous.
Little tiny, those big boobs.
If it's a disguise, it's not working.
She's really, really a good-looking lady, isn't
she? She's spectacular. I mean, she could be like one of the regular models. She's better than the regular
models.
Stretched
out all over the place. Look at her, like, on the back of that chair, for goodness sake.
Looks like she works it out.
Baby.
Mother of two or three, I think.
So oh, my God.
She's stunning. Yeah.
So here's what the Army said to her. The staff sergeant's alleged action does not meet the high standards we expect of our airmen.
Oh, give her a break.
Apply with the Air Force's core values of integrity, blah, 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 blah. Let's welcome her to now making headlines in the new Playboy. Here is Staff Sergeant Michelle Manhart. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. And you
wow,
are...
you're a knockout.
Thanks.
So you have buses you've squeezed out. How many kids?
I have two.
Two.
Squeezed out two.
Incredible.
Wow. I mean, did you ever model before this?
I did some small stuff, you know, here and there. Everything that I could to, you know, to try and get it to take off.
Can I look at the pictures again, Mike?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hogging them. Sorry.
Why don't
sorry
you ask that. For something?
You know what?
Yes, I will.
Force, not
hey,
the Army.
Michelle, the
I'm sorry. I said Army. My apologies.
Yeah, she's in the she's an Air Force staff sergeant.
My
Michelle, while Don's looking at the pictures, the first question I have for you is seriously, what is the worst thing that could happen? They say they're investigating at the Air Force. Can they court-martial you for this type of thing?
Well, I'm sure that if anybody wants to do something, they'll put their mind to it, they'll get it done. But I don't foresee that. Several people I've spoke to in the legal department don't see that. Because that's a long process. And that's something, I mean, we have individuals who get, you know, DUIs in the Air Force, and they don't even get court-martialed.
Okay.
And even worse. So that's it's extreme. So but if they want to do it, you know, I'm sure they can find a way.
So is your goal to get back into the into active duty, to go back, you know, back into the Air Force?
I'm kind of in the middle. The longer that this takes, the more leaning.
You show everything. You're good.
Don's looking at the pictures again. We're passing the pictures back and forth. We just can't. I mean, really, when I heard before I saw the pictures and I heard you were like a sergeant in the Air Force, I did not expect to see,
you know,
this woman I'm seeing here. I mean, my God.
Well, you know, there's like all those blogs and stuff out there, and there's actually one that says, look at her, she's not even Playboy material.
Oh, no.
Oh, ouch.
No.
I don't understand that.
I want to say it was.
You're better than Playboy material.
Playboy material, for goodness sakes. You have, if I could say this without you being offended, perfect areolas. I mean, look at those. Remember we had that girl call the show last week?
Mm-hmm.
My God, are those.
Are you going to be going on any kind of tours?
You know what? That's up to Playboy. I would love to. We talked, you know, a lot of the military guys want me to do a USO tour around the world and over to the desert.
Nasty girl.
Love to do.
You're wearing your dog tags.
I mean, that is a great. I mean, whoever the photographer was, he did you justice here, that's for sure.
Now, can I ask you one real question about being in Playboy, because you're obviously a real woman, not a model. Beautiful. And as I mentioned, areolas. Just 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Absolutely.
Seriously, if you don't mind, Michelle, Playboy is famous for airbrushing. And I'd like to know, did they enhance you in any... Don't be offended by it, but what are you looking at?
Oh, I'm not at all. No, not at all.
I was talking...
No,
the guy in the...
Those are my boobs. I paid every penny of them. They belong to me.
And you're honest about that. That's good.
The guy in the next room...
Those are my ads. I work hard, and the ads actually look better today. Okay,
yeah, I mean, good. You can tell right away that by looking at you that you do have that kind of athlete's body. You work out
a lot. Look right below my butt. See my thigh, how thick it is?
Yeah.
That's all me.
Hello.
All right, well, no, I see. Thank you for answering that question. Well,
so you're married?
I am.
Happily?
Oh. How does he feel?
Yeah, how does hubby feel?
How does he feel?
He's very supportive. I mean, he's excited about the whole thing.
I mean, for goodness,
you know how guys are.
Mm-hmm. For the sakes, Michelle, I mean, you can see where the babies come out.
a little more than normal for Playboy right there. That's the picture
right
you like. Yeah.
Of Michelle laying on her side is spectacular.
Yeah.
Just really. So
I don't like that picture.
You don't?
Oh, I
because
do.
You can see my freckles on my chest.
Okay.
The anti-airbrushing that everybody says
happens. You know what? No, I was just asking about the. I wasn't singling you out, and I'm glad.
No, because they say that there's stuff you should see. There are so many.
See, I think freckles are sexy. I think freckles are very sexy.
There's a lot of blogs and stuff out there. Oh, she's not Playboy material. Oh, she's airbrushed. That's not really her face. Stuff like that.
I have a question about some of the action photos where they show you like behind a gun at one point on some sort of aircraft, and then they show you with the. Are you you're a staff sergeant? Is that like a DI? Do you do drill sergeant stuff at all?
Well, the first let's see, there's four photos on the left.
That's what I'm talking about, right.
Okay, on the top and bottom, I'm on the top and the bottom. Those are both taken of, like, what I would do as an military training instructor.
Well, so you are a training, so you're like the clip of Arlie Ermey that we play in Full Metal Jacket. You do a lot of that, and
That's exactly what we do. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So when exactly did the Air Force come to you and say, "Hey, this is Hinky. We don't want you in our Air Force"?
I think I missed that. I'm sorry.
When did they have a problem? When did they let you know, "Hey, this is not kosher. We're going to investigate this"?
Well, this is what happened. Thursday the 4th, which was a week before the issue came out, because the BX, of course, gets it early. I just went to my boss and said, "Hey, in case you get any phone calls, from anybody that you know and asking if it is me, it is." It's kind of as a heads up, so it wasn't one of those, I don't know, let me ask her. And so he said, "Well, that's a pretty big thing. Let's go tell the captain." So we went and told the captain, and the captain said, "Well, that is a big thing. Let's go tell the major, to warn people." And we went to the colonel, and then from there, the colonel took it up. And in a matter of minutes, to my knowledge, it went, from that location all the way to the chief of staff, apparently. So it was kind of quick. And then, they told me, sit down, don't go teach your line, stay off the street, so to speak, the MTI terms, and just hang out. I was like, okay. So I waited a few hours, the whole hurry up and wait the government has us do. And then they said, "You need to report into your commander's office." I reported into my commander's office, and she said to me that she needed to remove my campaign hat, which is my military training instructor hat, and that she was removing me from my duty as a military training instructor pending the outcome of an investigation, which was kind of odd because I didn't know what the investigation was going to entail. I told them everything. I showed them a copy of it. I mean,
it's kind of funny. They're saying they're investigating. I mean, it's pretty obvious
all you had to do
what
is buy
you
the
did.
Magazine. Have you served our country overseas?
Have I what?
Have you served our country overseas?
Oh, yes, sir, and I would go in a minute again in a heartbeat. I volunteer all the time, and I never get to go.
So where have you been? Where have you been in your
life? I was in Kuwait City, right on the border.
Oh, okay, so you've been over there. And what would you do if, if this all pans out, you go back into the Air Force, and one of your recruits was to walk up to you and say, "Hey, I saw you in Playboy, you looked hot"? How would you handle that situation?
People ask that, but I've worked in this job for a while, and I don't think they'd be like that for a lot of reasons. I've gotten a lot of emails from past ailmen that I've pushed, saying, supporting and whatnot, but I also I've seen people come through basic training in which I knew before they got there. Being that we came prior to here, I was involved a lot in the Air Force recruiting. So in recruiting,
they ought to use you for recruiting. they quadruple their numbers.
Magazine is the best bunch of recruiting I've seen.
You ever have any recruits that need any special extra attention?
Yes.
Are you typing there in the background?
I'm sitting on the floor.
I hear clicking in the background.
Sitting on the floor.
You're sitting on the floor?
I'm sitting on the floor in my bedroom.
This is horrible, but I have to ask you now because you said that. What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing this really cute pink and gray sweatsuit with no underwear and no bra.
Oh.
It's freezing cold down here in Texas.
Oh, my God.
How old are your children, baby?
A 10-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Wow.
Sexy.
Wow. My
sexy.
God. Fantastic.
Have you thought about that 10-year-old?
This is a Playboy question.
A Playboy question. Have you thought? I mean, 10 is certainly enough he's going to go to school and someone's going to say,
"Hey, oh, she."
Oh, she is.
The girls are so much more cooler than boys. I mean,
she couldn't wait to tell her friends. She thought it was the best thing ever.
It is a little different, I guess, than it used to be. Do you see yourself getting back into active duty? Do you see that?
I don't know. I'm not a palm reader.
I read my palm.
Because it sounds to me, talking to you, like you probably think maybe your Air Force days are behind you and you want to do other stuff. Because I'm sure you're getting a lot of offers after this, right?
Well, if I get to stay, then I'm definitely going to keep pushing forward the way I always have. And if they decide, however they're going to go about it, if they decide that, this shouldn't keep up, then I am going to pursue other avenues.
Hey, listen, we had a Playboy playmate that wrote a book about Hef. If they invite you, have you been invited to the mansion?
I have.
Don't go to Hef's room.
Watch out for Hef. He likes having
he likes to rub his whole body with baby oil.
And exactly. He likes to finish off in front of everybody. We heard that.
That's
not a joke.
And gay porn.
I'm sure it's nothing you haven't seen in the Air Force, but just beware if you go out to see Hef.
Is your husband military?
And how now? How are they treating him? Because that's got to be tough for him, I would imagine.
No, it's not actually. I mean, it's nothing's really changed other than his friends say, "Hey, I saw your wife. She's hot." You know. Right. Other than that, it hasn't. Wow. His friends are really.
Is he a sergeant also?
He is.
Okay, and so does he do the drill instruction?
Sergeant at arms. Mm-hmm. Boy, your arms. Okay.
You can't get over those pictures, can you? Don's still staring at the pictures.
Oh, she's good looking. She's wow. There's a bull, and she's good looking.
Well, what's your ultimate? What do you expect to happen with? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what would you like to see?
The line don't just
she gone?
Oh no. Yeah. Line just done went the Lily Munster on us.
Who's on the cover of that Playboy there?
Who knows?
Who is that?
Who the hell is that? Betty Page?
Cracks me up.
Betty Page.
Yeah, I'm Betty Page. That looked like the Crypt Keeper, wouldn't it?
Some chick from Battlestar Galactica.
I'm
done with that lady.
You done with her now?
Yeah, she was very nice.
She was nice. She was nice, and we'll see what happens.
Very nice.
Surprising photographs.
Very nice.
I expected those photographs to be a little more mannish, but she's all woman. Yeah.
I'm glad she brought that up about the fact that she had freckles on her boobs, because that is the big rap about Playboy, that it's airbrushed to the max.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, look at the chick who's in the middle this week.
Oh, the centerfold?
Yeah. Look how airbrushed she is. I mean,
that almost looks like a painting.
She's good looking.
Tradition.
Right? I mean, that's J.O. material.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did anybody happen to catch that during the Ravens game? When they kept talking about Jonathan Ogden, they kept calling him J.O.
Oh, no. Really?
During the game, the broadcasters kept saying, well, I wonder what J.O.'s going to do. We're going to have to ask J.O. about that. And I was thinking about something totally different.
Sure.
You're fixated on the magazine as well, aren't you?
Well, that picture on the cover, she's got to hike those drawers up a little bit.
Or not. See your hiney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Are you throwing that away? Don't throw that away.
Can you throw that away? Just casually throw that away? It's $5. Go buy one at 7-Eleven.
No, come on. Don't throw. That's ridiculous.
Rob, get that out of the garbage, please.
I'll eat that out of the garbage.
Here you go, Michael.
I'll have that piece of pizza.
Here you go.
Is there any goo on it or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Not yet. All right.
Not yet.
No goo from the garbage.
Okay.
Not yet.
All cocktails, right. Chemistry, corsets.
Thank you.
And the art of seduction.
Thank you very much, Michelle Manhart. Yanni went on the internet and found a phone call. This is not a goof phone call. It is a real phone call. With the guy on with AOL.
Like,
was this what you were talking about, Buzz?
This is the call. I bet this is the guy.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Yanni, did we get this sent to us, or did you find this?
It was sent to me from a link off of ebaumsworld.com.
Oh, good.
All right, let's hear a little bit of this. This might be something very close to what happened to me with AOL, from what it sounds like, mm-hmm. over the weekend.
It should be pretty entertaining.
Thing just 3, 2, 1... it has that good internet Luke, you are my father sound.
Hello.
Or Luke, I am your father, excuse me.
Hi, this is John at AOL. How may I help you today?
I wanted to cancel my account.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, hello, hold on. I swear to Christ, I've never heard that. That's exactly the tone.
Uh-huh. Sorry to hear that.
Keep going. Sorry to hear that.
Pull your account up here real quick. Can I have your name, please?
Here, our listener.
Hey,
oh, I see. We took the name and reversed it.
Yeah, for me. For more.
And for privacy and security, can I have last 4 digits of your payment method, please?
Yep, they asked me that, too.
Keep that out.
They all do.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Does this count for a long time?
Yep.
It's just quite a bit. What was causing you to turn this off today?
I just don't use it anymore.
I swear to God, this is absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sure the people say the exact same thing.
Deja vu. Guy says to me, "Why I don't use it anymore?"
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just want to cancel it.
Right.
Do you have a high speed connection, like a DSL or cable?
Yep.
Yeah, so do I. Yes.
Okay. How long have you had that? The high speed.
Years.
Okay.
I like the guy with his one word
answer.
Well,
actually, I'm showing a lot of usage on this account.
Yeah, a long time ago, not recently.
Well, the Paul Ferrari account was on 71 hours since the 24th of last
month. Wow! No, he wasn't. He doesn't even have the AOL software installed on his computer. You're looking at AIM usage, probably.
Oh, but I got to stop this thing. This is so eerily creepy.
Good.
That when I said to the guy, I don't use it, the guy said to me, now, not the same thing, but he said, well, I do see that there were 4 emails sent on this account recently.
Wow.
Same thing.
No, AIM usage doesn't come on to this.
He doesn't have the AOL software installed on his computer, sir.
So this is your father then?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at this account.
See?
Either way, whatever you're saying.
Well, what's causing him to turn this off today? I mean,
I don't use it and he doesn't use it, so we're canceling.
God damn, this is it! This is it! The guy said to me, Buzz, maybe you're right, it's from a script. He used the word turn it off, and I remember thinking,
right?
Isn't that like an idiot speak? Do you want me to turn off the AOL?
It's so final sounding.
I'm telling you, he doesn't use the account. The software is not even on his computer. So.
Well, okay. I mean, is there a problem with the software itself?
No, I don't use it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just don't need
That's
it.
That's me.
Okay. So when you use this, I mean, use the computer, I'm saying. Is that for business or for
What difference
school?
Does it make? I don't want the AOL account anymore. Can we please cancel it?
Well, on June 2nd, this account was signed on. It's been on for 72 hours.
God damn it, this isn't exactly it. I've not even counted the number of times that this guy has said, dude,
so things haven't changed. No, they were supposed to.
I just want to cancel the account.
Right.
On June 2nd.
I don't know how to make it any clearer.
Last month was 545 hours of usage.
I don't know how to make this any clearer, so I'm just going to say it one last time. Cancel the account.
Wow.
Well, explain to me why.
I'm not explaining anything to you. Cancel the account.
Well, what's the matter, man? So, I mean, I'm just trying to help here.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I know it's an awful reaction to my part. Wow.
Like the moon.
But this is just like what I've been. I ended up getting a supervisor because the guy that I was talking to would not cancel.
Well, that's coming from somewhere. I mean, they're obviously all told to do that.
This
guy's great because he knows he's recording himself. He makes it a point to never lose his cool and never swear at the AOL guy.
Wow.
Helping me. You're helping me with the
account. I am trying to.
Helping me. Listen, I called to cancel the account. Helping me would be canceling the account. Please help me and cancel.
No,
it
wouldn't, actually. Cancel
my account.
Turn off your account.
Cancel the account.
Your worst thing that's...
Cancel the account.
Is your dad there?
My dad? I'm the primary person on the account, not my dad. Cancel the account.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to figure out.
Cancel the account.
Wow.
I don't know how to make this any clearer for you. Cancel the account. The card is mine in my name.
Okay.
The account is mine and in my name. When I say cancel the
account. Cool.
Hold on. The guy had the S word in there. The guy said, you're annoying the S out of me.
Wow.
The customer said that.
Right.
Says you're annoying the S out of me.
Cancel the account, please.
Okay. Now that goes both ways, my friend.
Good. Could you please cancel the
account? All right. Someday, when you calm down, you're going to realize all I was trying to do was help you, and it was actually in your best interest to listen to.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah, great.
When that epiphany happens, then just give us a call back every time.
Wait.
As a process or cancellation request, I have to tell you about a free benefit available for valued members like yourself. We'll continue to provide you some features available.
Don't want it. I know the drill. I don't even want it. Don't even bother.
If you want me to cancel this account, you're going to let me speak and give this paragraph, okay?
Wow. Okay, now listen. I didn't get it to this extent.
Right.
I didn't get it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
He still wants to
give his spiel. He's got to read a legal disclaimer.
Listen, if you want me to cancel this account, you're going to listen to this, pal.
Wow.
What are you saying?
Right.
Ah, screw off.
We can just argue all day. I really don't care, to be honest with you. But you're going to listen to me if you want this turned off.
That's the AOL guy.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to me if you want this turned off.
Right.
Oh, so, can I speak now?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh.
As we process your cancellation request, I'd like to tell you about a free benefit available for valued members like yourself. We will continue to provide you some features of the AOL service even after the membership has been canceled. At AOL.com, you can keep your existing email, buddy list, address book, and more at no cost for as long as you like. There's no catch. This is AOL's way of continuing our relationship with you. We know you.
I got this, too. Mm-hmm. But it was right at the end when I was wrapping it up. The guy just read it real fast.
Wow, right.
You know you'll enjoy keeping your same email. Just go to AOL.com, log into the screen of a password, and email confirming the cancellation. We deliver it to your free AOL.com email for 24 hours. Complete this cancellation with list of all important details this whole life today.
Is that it?
That's it. Wow. That's it. Entertaining.
Fascinating,
isn't it?
No, was that edited down?
And how long ago was that? I mean, that's from a while back,
that,
right?
Actually, a couple of years ago.
Really?
I think, but the story really just got out last summer.
Well,
about
mine,
how this guy and a lot of others were having a lot of difficulty.
And you had this conversation over the weekend.
Saturday.
Wow.
And that's after the president of AOL came out and said the guy, our representative, was wrong. He won't be doing that anymore, and we won't be doing that anymore.
Wow.
Well, I wish it would have been smart enough to tape it and bring it in, for goodness sake.
It wouldn't have been legal.
But I don't know how to tape something today without getting that rah, 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 sound on it.
Right,
anyway.
Right. Yeah, your jaw hit the floor when you heard that, because it was like deja vu.
Same thing.
Right.
Same thing. Same attitude.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be
That's
making
just amazing. It truly really is.
Well, you're going to be making a big mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, eat my shorts. I want it turned off. Well, you know. Hold on just a second. I'll see what I can do.
Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
Only ABC.
Bigger.
You know, ABC,
always be closing.
Always be closing. Okay,
wow.
We've not gotten to. Thank you to Michelle Manhart. We have not gotten to chatting about 24 yet.
No.
We have not yet heard the sex ed tapes. We've not heard the Paula Abdul tapes. We've not heard, what Mike had to eat.
Well, yes. I did that a lot, too.
Yeah, excuse me for that. We'll get to some of that when we come right back.
Very good.
More show coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dunland! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The first is now Randy Quaid. Isn't that the second tape now?
Second, I was going to point that out to you. That's the second Randy Quaid. He's a lot nicer than he was in that first tape.
Second rejoinder in a row.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Did you wash your ass today?
Yeah.
Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
Just drink that juice.
Woo, look out!
Isn't that right, Regis?
Oh, yeah.
Drink the juice that Regis is leaking.
I'm leaking all over.
Regis! That was sexy, wasn't it?
Ironically, you made that song scary.
Scary? Shut up, Simon.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
That was horrible.
Okay.
There it is.
There you go. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Regis. Regis describes Simon daily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure
some people thought, Paula, in the beginning and right now, that there is some sexual tension between the two of you.
That only was created by him saying that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't find him an attractive man?
I love
those brawny shoulders and that black
t-shirt. You mean, that's what I'm saying, those breasts.
That's all right. What, I mean, they are pectoral muscles.
They are pectoral muscles.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love Simon. I love him. I do.
Oh, sure you 60, do.
No, actually.
No, but really.
When we get along, it's great.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. When we don't.
All right. I love, there's nothing, whether she's effed up or sober, there is nothing better than trying to listen to Paula Abdul express herself.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is always a challenge for her.
Got to get you filled tonight. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
you're on the air.
Hey, I'm on the air. Oh, live call. Hey, I was just wondering.
Live call, what a concept.
Go figure.
Wow. Live call.
You're talking to us and it's right now.
I was expecting Mr. Joe Ottinger to see.
Live call, wow. Oops, spontaneous radio. What's happening?
Hey, remember the YouTube thing where the guys in Sacramento were trying to steal the idea from you guys?
Yes, sir.
Remember them?
And I just wanted to...
Oh, I bet you're going to call about their new contest, right?
Yeah. No.
aren't you really?
No.
That station in Sacramento that stole...
What
right
are they
there.
Doing now?
Well, I was going to tell you that they had a contest. It's called Hold Your Weave.
Hold on. Isn't this what I just said I was going
to... Yeah. Don just said to you, you're calling about their new contest. And you said no.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Well, why did you say no?
You said no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about your contest. I didn't know of any contest you guys had.
So. I think it'd probably go better if I tell the story. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
All right, you know, leave the driving to us.
You guys are better at it. Hey, I want more Bob Barker.
Okay, well, I want more your mom's ass. Jimmy, I'm sorry. That's where the guy said I should have had a joke.
Right.
My mom's a whore.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Don, why don't you ask me if that was a live call?
Is that a live call, Mike?
No.
That was not a live call. It was paid,
no,
right?
Not at all.
A guy says to his doctor, every time I drink coffee, my eye hurts. The doctor said, take the spoon out of your cup. That's Rob for a joke. That was my
that qualifies technically as a joke.
Need another joke, Rob. Again. Need another joke. Key Rice.
Another doctor joke?
No, you know what? Now I forgot what were we even talking about before we.
You were talking about the contest that they're doing out in Sacramento.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Okay. So before we went for our hiatus,
yes,
we started this contest because the station in Sacramento ripped off our YouTube thing. Well, that whole thing petered out, and that's water under the bridge,
right.
If you'll pardon the pun. What they did, with their new contest, they had something that we did a long time ago. I'm not in any way trying to intimate that they ripped this idea off from us.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows how stupid radio people are with contests. Long time ago, we had an in-house contest to see who could pee the longest. We all drank water and held it as long as we could, and then we each went number one, and we timed it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this station had a contest to see if you could drink and how much you could hold it, how long you could hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone came down, and get how clever this is, for the Nintendo Wii.
Uh-huh.
Get it,
yes.
Wii?
Wonderful.
Well, Mike, the laugh was on the radio station when the woman that was in the contest went home that night and died of organ failure due to the fact
too much water.
That she had too much water and did not release it.
Wow.
Yeah, so... wow. The joke's on them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Did that make the national papers?
It did. Yes, I did a couple of days ago.
That.
A couple of days ago, it did.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. You know what they say? Any pub is good pub. Any pub is good pub.
That's a little frightening.
Like so they got to stop getting their contests from our show.
Wait. Yeah.
Because, you know, even though indirect, I said I'm kidding about this, but really, we did that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
We used to get calls about that. I remember we'd get a call from somebody go, hey, you know, if you drink too much, you're going to have a real, real problem. We'd always say, hey, go get bent. And now it's interesting to see that it really happened to somebody.
An electrolyte imbalance.
Apparently. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, over the weekend, I had a chance during one of the games. I was waiting to pee because there was just too much good stuff happening.
Couldn't leave the room. I find that when you wait too long, then you can't.
Ah,
you ever have that happen?
Yes.
So it's not
stadium stop.
It's not psychological. It's more biological. Where you're so full.
No, it is totally psychological. Even if when you're at home at stadium stop, if you gotta go,
well, you just want to. But I think you can fill your bladder up so much that it actually has trouble getting out of you.
Well,
I'm familiar with the phenomenon, but I don't know if it's mental or physical.
I had to go and had to go and had to go, and I kept saying to my girlfriend, "I can't because the game is too good.
Too much going on."
And she said. Well, you have TiVo. Why don't you be like the guy on TV and pause the guy? I said,
then you can catch up.
But
it's sports and it's real time.
I'll do that during 24
right.
to miss the commercials, but during sports.
Right.
So anyway, there was a break in the action, and I went outside, and I really thought to myself, now, this kind of once again shows you the type of classy guy that I am.
Ah.
I like to live my life as Ron Burgundy would. When I had to go to the bathroom during the game yesterday afternoon during the Bears game.
It was right after the game before the gun show.
I tickets to the gun show.
Here's some tickets to the gun show.
What I did was I went out on the deck, you know, which is, you know, my lawn is my toilet.
And it was warm here, was it not?
It was 70 degrees yesterday, Mike.
Beautiful weather.
Beautiful. Or it was Sunday we're talking about during the Bears game.
Right.
Sunday, 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I went outside to take a leak. Okay? Now, I managed to crane my neck so I could watch the TV while I was taking a leak. Do you know that I peed during 5 30-second commercials? It's one of those things, though.
Bravo.
As a guy, how many times have you ever been standing at a urinal, and if you really had to go, and you go, when you're done, you go, oh, Christ, I must have been there for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you look at your watch.
I felt like that at the gay bar the other night.
You look at your watch and it was like literally a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was a solid.
I actually finished up and I looked at my watch and then I just waited. Nobody else came in, so I left.
Seemed like an eternity. Right?
Yeah. Solid. 2.5, 5 commercials, timed it
out. That's an incredible.
That, and it was.
And how was the intensity?
Long, solid stream.
Solid. Not like broken up at all.
No, like a prison riot hose.
Incredible.
Is what it was.
Water cannon.
But boy, oh boy. You won't hear us doing that on the radio, and it's on, so.
No, you won't.
Well, when something like that happens, you won't hear anybody else doing that. I mean, that's the way that goes. That's a shame that happened. But I'm sure they're not trumpeting that all over their air.
Hi, how are you? As I recall, isn't that one of those stations like everybody can listen to, including the boss, one of those happy, everything's good, here's that bad day song again that they play on American Idol? I mean, I think that station's going to have a hard time
rebounding. Spinning out of this one?
Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
Probably any radio station would have a tough time spinning out of that. But, I mean, more so if it just happens to be the station that everybody can agree on.
The DJs have been suspended until the investigation is over.
Oh, the DJs with that all that great stuff on their website so you can take their heads and put them, like, on animals' bodies?
I'm afraid so, Don.
Well, you know, I think they'll be playing that brand new game show coming up soon. How good is the release form?
And I guess also that, gosh, I hope that show doesn't have that morning show, because as I recall, even though we've never heard it, I could tell by looking at the webpage that it was really something unique in radio. It was two guys and a girl, and I guess the format of the show was pretty much the guy would say something, and the girl goes, oh, come on, that's crazy.
Actually,
you're going too far.
That was the Dingo and the Baby show. Dingo and the Baby.
Dingo and the Baby.
I love that. Dingo.
Oh, here we go. We got time for this. The 24 recap.
Yeah.
Spectacular. The show does not disappoint.
It truly doesn't. I mean, it really is all these, like, incredible moments jammed into 2 hours, two nights in a row.
First, more than ever.
I just snorted. I liked it so much.
You really must suspend disbelief.
You have to.
Because this year, I won't even in the first 2 hours of the show.
Can't you still enjoy it, though, by laughing at Jack Bauer?
Yes, because
when he shows up on the C-130, I was laughing.
There's too much stuff where it's like, I'll download it to your PDA. Yes, find me on satellite. Get me the president on the phone.
We haven't much time.
Right.
They're always running out of time. And you know what's amazing to me? Jack, we don't have any units in the area. You're the closest.
Oh.
But
you can have lines like that. If the show's been out long enough where you can collect lines like that and begin to count them.
Right. They get away with it.
They do.
It's so well produced.
It's unbelievably well produced.
And
highly entertaining.
How can you not love it when Jack Bauer bites that guy in the freaking neck?
God. You know what? They took it to a whole nother level.
And the way the episode ended last night, finally, a payoff. A nuke really goes off in America where you see the mushroom cloud, and it was like, they went beep, beep, beep. And I said to Janet, wow, they really just shot the wad.
Yeah.
I mean,
my TiVo screwed me up.
They had a nuke go off.
I missed the nuke because my TiVo didn't record the last 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
For what reason? I think it was recording CSI Miami, which it records every time it comes.
That's a good show.
An important 10 minutes.
Did you watch 24?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
You know, you said that with such a tone, but
I
thought it was like American Idol or something like
Miami,
that.
Miami, yeah.
Are you going to watch American Idol tonight, Buzz?
I doubt it very seriously.
Buzz, not. I really. We've been lobbying him. I don't think it's going
to
work.
I think we all have to double dog dare you to watch it.
Yeah.
At least
I certainly thought about it, but I'm also very proud of my holdout position, and I still, you know, my beliefs.
Give in, Buzz.
Now, last year at this time, you were talking about the fact that you weren't going to watch it.
I'm hooked, Mike. I'm not going to get out of it.
You're going to be with it the whole way this year.
Yep, I'm even going to watch
it. Even if it, like, somehow pisses you off tonight, you'll still stay with it.
Well, these episodes, the first ones, always,
the ones you hate,
always piss me off.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I got to be honest, I'm ready for my fix of American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready, even with the bad people, I'm ready for it.
I am too.
Watch this. Buzz?
Yes?
I don't think you should watch. Don't watch American Idol.
Oh, he's doing the reverse psychology.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why your father of the year, Rob.
Let's see if that works.
That's why your kid burned down your house this weekend.
And if he doesn't watch tomorrow, I'll spank him.
Oh, that'll be worth it. Take him down to New Orleans for that.
I was thinking about Fox Television yesterday. What it must be like. Yeah, let's hear it from Fox Television.
Grand Network.
really what it must be like to work there or to run that network. You got a schedule that's backwards from every other TV network.
Right.
And really, your entire TV lineup is based on three things. Football, the show that 24,
right,
and American Idol.
Right.
You just count on January.
You own January.
They've got some other good shows. Everybody likes House.
Right.
A lot of people like Bones. Some people like the Prison Break show and like Family Guy.
Family Guy.
But generally speaking, Fox has three things going for it.
Sure.
Football, American Idol, and 24.
And complete domination.
And how great that is that they're coming up.
Well, did I hear that the Golden Globes did fairly well last night?
They kicked ass.
I mean, the Golden Globes really did better than anybody would have expected with 24 being on, which surprised me amazingly.
Yeah, me too.
It truly did.
Here's why I wasn't surprised about that when I heard that. I think a lot of people who didn't like 24 watched it the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you watched the one on Sunday night, it's entirely possible you could have watched it if you were a bystander. This is the same as every other time, especially with all the jive. We're running out of time. We've got to get out of here now.
Right.
You know, and how many times has Jack Bauer
said, we haven't much time.
How many times is he going to say, I don't think I can do this anymore?
Oh, you're going to get that all season. I like my favorite line is, what did the Chinese do to you? What did the Chinese do? And we're going to have to look at Jack. He'll be taking his shirt off a lot, you know, because you got to see those scars on his back.
But you're Fox TV. And imagine that. You're saying, we're running the TV world right now. Everybody wants to be us. We got three shows.
Right.
We've got three shows that in essence are on for 4 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Beyond that, they just like sign off. Right.
They do.
Might as well.
But the thing that's great about 24 is there's no waiting for the new villain. There is no waiting.
No.
You get that little midget guy that used to be, I forgot what show he was on, but he's been on TV shows before.
Peter
Nobody
McNichol
knows.
From Peter, Chicago Hope.
Chicago Hope.
Yeah,
okay, Peter McNichol. And you just immediately, he says three lines of dialogue,
yeah,
and you already know, okay, he's this season's real bad guy.
Is that the guy that's the
that's the advisor to the president.
President Palmer?
And he, you know, hating everybody, and you know. And then everybody else, you know what, you got your good guys. You got Jack Bauer, then you've got this guy at the far other end, and everybody else is going to shake loose, including surprises, into whatever spot they're going to shake loose
into. I think Bill Buchanan's a straight shooter.
I believe Bill Buchanan is truly the hero of the show next to Jack Bauer.
All I know is that Peter McNichol was not a bad guy in Porky's.
Was he in Porky's?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Long time ago.
Hey, what's up,
man? I like his sister better.
Christine. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, what'd you think about that commercial showing that we can get the first 4 hours on DVD already?
Well,
that's right.
Yeah, how about a big
shut up!
Eat one to Fox for that.
Yeah.
Please, Jesus Christ. And the other guy's absolutely right. Hey, you just got done watching this show on TV. We're going to sell it right now.
Really? You can go out and buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, if you're stupid.
I missed the last 10 minutes.
There you go.
We just told you what happened, Mike.
Yeah, I guess. I just kind of wanted to see it.
Why would you buy the DVD? It's going to be on next week.
God damn, I got screwed by my TiVo.
Previously,
my machine. My machine screwed me last night.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, I think next time Rob gets on your nerves, you need to stick a knife in his kneecap.
Oh, man,
that was
nasty.
Another good moment. Yeah. Right, another good moment.
A knife
really
in the
good
kneecap. Oh. You know that's going to leave a mark.
Oh, my God, that's got to be painful.
But the one other thing I wanted to say about 24, the son who eventually dies, well, what was the son who was 45 years old? The Arab kid, he's with a kid that appears to be 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid is 38 years old.
Didn't the kid look like one of those adults that has that disease where they stop growing like at 13?
He's a midget. But the Arab kid, the kid that plays, that ended up being the terrorist, he's supposed to be like a contemporary of the boy next door,
right,
and he looks like he's 40.
Yeah.
He looks like he's 40 years
old.
Is
he really supposed to be a contemporary?
He's the kid's best friend. He's like the kid's best friend.
Right.
He's this
your kid.
No. He's like a grown man.
That was totally wasted on
me.
It didn't make any sense to me at all.
Why? It didn't make any sense. It was very, very weird, but doesn't matter now because he's one of the first casualties. And will the black guy that was Jack's friend who had the problem with Assad, the terrorist, will he survive the shooting?
No,
Jack shot him.
I immediately screamed out to Janet, first one to die! First one to die!
Right. Right.
Although, when I was talking with Mike today, it did look like he got shot in the neck.
Got shot in the neck, and you don't know whether he's gone or not. And they do that well on 24, too, so that they can bring. But and another great villain, Fayed, the evil terrorist.
you know?
Fayed.
And you know that
they come up with all those stereotypical Arab names.
It's fantastic.
Fayed. Fun.
It, and maybe they'll get away from it, but I also noticed that a lot of undertones, at least in the first couple of episodes, like with when things go screwy, our rights mm-hmm. start getting taken away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they're going pretty heavy-handed with that. Like, you know, we've got to have this information. The guys who have the earpieces saying we need this information. And President Palmer's, is it sister?
Yes, yes, right. The two. And in the next, you're going to get another family member because their father comes into the third, not next week, but the week after, their father makes an really appearance, the Palmer. Arnold.
Arnold who?
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, Arnold. God damn, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I'd like to apologize.
President Palmer game.
I'd like to apologize for that joke. I'm very, very sorry. I don't know why.
Right. That was completely self-absorbed. I did that for my own entertainment.
And I just figured out
President's father, Arnold Palmer.
She's Rod Tidwell's wife. That's where I know that chick from.
Okay.
Like in real life?
No.
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, in the movie.
Oh, that's Jerry Maguire.
Yes, that's right.
All last night.
She plays a great role in
that. I'm thinking, how do I know this chick? Of mm-hmm. course, she was married to Cuba Gooding Jr. and Jerry Maguire.
And it's nice that she doesn't use her relationship with the president too much.
That's true.
How many phone calls, seriously, how many phone calls does she make during that? Yeah.
Again.
Ja-da.
Again, suspend disbelief. Right.
Yes, of
Just
course.
Just like. Sure, the President of the United States, during a crisis where we're being blown up all over the country,
mm-hmm.
has time to lock himself in his office alone and make all of his calls on his little cell phone.
The cell phone technology on 24 is mind-boggling.
It's pretty good.
I mean, they can make the call, trace the call, get a satellite uplink with the call, and it's all done like with Chloe O'Brien's vagine.
Chloe's hot vagine.
Her hot vagine. Now, there is where you really have to suspend disbelief.
It's working as hard as it can.
You have two men fighting over Chloe.
The British guy and the Mike Giant guy.
Please.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I was going to mention, my friend looked on the 24 website, and Curtis is shown as dead, deceased.
Oh, that's his brother? Wow. The black guy?
Yeah, all right,
the black guy. They show on the website that he's listed as deceased.
Oh, so, well, the reaction that the Jack had, I don't like when I'm talking about them like they're real people.
Real people. Your friends. I don't think I can do this anymore. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys, my favorite part is now we're going straight from 24 into CSI Miami. So you get Jack giving you the, there's no time, and then I won't let him get away with it.
Yeah, although, you know what, here's the thing, and we've done that CSI thing with Caruso for mm-hmm. a long time.
Right.
It's not the same on 24, because even though the lines are jive,
right.
they don't have that dumb, that won't get fooled again or whatever the...
Right,
that,
right.
Remember we did that whole thing
with
the...
Yeah.
Where's that thing? You got that, Rob? Well, here you go.
I have to set you free for now.
Rongo, where's another one? Give me another one. You got another one in there?
Somewhere. It's in here somewhere.
Where's that thing that... There it is. Okay, one more, Mike.
The secret is not here in front of us. The secret lies with Chloe's vagine.
See, and on 24, he says it, but they don't have the hokey music.
No, right.
He
right.
just says all the dumb lines, and you
they
just
do
watch
have the clock, though.
Now, was it last year that somebody called us with the 24 drinking game? Where Jack says, if, you know, where you have to take a drink if Jack says there isn't much time.
Right. There are so many drinking games now that you can play with 24.
It's fantastic.
So many goddamn.
I love that show. Really, it's great to have something like that you can really count on.
Hello, last call, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
We're doing great. Hello. You didn't ask. Hello.
I had a couple of things I wanted to ask about 24. One thing, did you notice when Jack Bauer and the Arab character, I can't remember his name, was sitting in the car, they were parked on Lebanon Street.
God, that's detail I missed.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Catch that.
What else?
The other question I had was the new gal at CTU. Is that the girl that played Metal Soprano? Is that the same actress?
No.
No, it is not.
But she is hot.
Theory.
She's
Thank
easy on the eye. I'd like to see her in Playboy.
I'd like to see Chloe in Playboy.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Imagine Chloe's bush.
Yanni would like to see Chloe in Playboy.
Chloe. Imagine that garden.
Yosemite.
That unkempt garden.
Oh, my God. It would look like Yosemite Sam's beard.
That hot breath blowing back at you. Chloe's hot veggie.
What do you think? She'd have freckles.
That scowl.
She'd have freckles in unusual locations.
Your vagine!
Vagine.
And you guys said that the Golden Globes, I guess, got a good rating. I was going to say, anybody that wasted time with that show.
I agree.
The only good thing on that show was Borat.
And Borat won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, his acceptance speech was the only good thing on the Golden Globes.
Oh, I disagree. It paled in comparison to Helen Mirren's.
Like, when he started talking about how he had, and then they cut to the guy in the audience.
Yeah, I think the actual, the real Borat guy, the big fat guy.
Yeah. And that old lady you're talking about, the
Helen Mirren. Mirren.
Mm-hmm.
Won two Golden Globes, both for playing, both times for playing a queen.
But can I
queen.
Just point
I
out?
Met a guy that was doing the same thing down in New Orleans.
Can I just point out, though?
Please.
For an old broad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She got some incredible old lady boobs.
Cleavage.
I mean, really.
She plays older. Yeah. He's not as old as you might think.
Well, I'm sure that they're quite veiny.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Well, whatever that dress she was wearing last night.
She's 32.
I'm pretty sure they look like tube socks with a bunch of pennies in them. But
like the granny from the Playboy cartoon. Oh, God. Well, she did that. Whoever put her in that dress was doing, I mean, for that woman, for a woman of that age, they did the very, very best job.
Hard to say that a woman who could play Queen Elizabeth would have a nice-looking rack and maybe would be, I don't want to say she's doable.
I wonder what Queen Elizabeth looks like. The real one, though, the one that's still alive.
Her vagina or her breast?
Whole thing.
Everything.
Whole package.
Probably a lot like Prince Charles.
Probably similar. Probably similar body, similar skin.
Mitts.
Right.
You know, his mitts and her boobs.
I mean, I really think when you think about the way she dresses, you've never even remotely gotten an idea of how well endowed she is.
Or not.
Topside.
The queen.
Think about it. Have you ever seen her in anything that would indicate what her body type looks like? No, she doesn't wear those kind of clothes. No.
She's got a rocket body.
A rocket body.
She's got a rocket body.
You see that, Queen Elizabeth?
She's got a rocket body. Joe Millionaire. Joe Idiot.
Did he ever say, we've had this debate before,
yes.
Rockin' or rocket?
I think it was rocket body.
He meant to say rockin', and he stumbled, and they left it in.
We asked him about that, because we're idiots. Right?
Yeah, we are. Hi, everybody. We'll be right back with more of the Idiot Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the Golden Globe goes to Sacha Baron Cohen.
I want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press, and I just want to say this movie was a life-changing experience. I saw some amazing, beautiful, invigorating parts of America, but I saw some dark parts of America, an ugly side of America, a side of America that rarely sees the light of day. Our kind of issue.
No, this shot. At this point, they go to the shot of the guy sitting at a table. He's got a bottle of wine in front of him. And he just holds it up like, here's
just toast him.
And they keep going back to shots of the naked guy. And he's not naked in the theater.
The funniest moment in the movie, actually.
Agreed.
Ken, when I was in that scene, and I stared down and saw your two... I thought to myself, I better win a bloody award for this.
Don and Mike Show.
Now that's good.
It is.
Even better than a porno book. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh. It feels like. Feels like a good-looking Monday.
Sure does, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Right, howdy.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Good day. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, those two other people that got knocked off last night before the black guy did.
On 24, but were they real major players? Or are you just talking about people who got killed?
Death count.
Well, yeah, the one was the guy that held him hostage, and the other one was the one that had the grenade in his hand.
See, doesn't
the guy
though.
With the grenade, not a significant player. The guy that held him hostage was a significant player. However, the announcement of the death came
afterwards,
the brother had been
right.
Shot.
Right. I'm a dumbass. You got me.
All right,
we just all watched the show. You got three guys here that watched the show 5 minutes ahead.
That's right.
5 inches away from the screen. That's what happens.
I hear you guys. You guys have a great day.
As my father used to say to me, you're not dumb. You're stupid.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Good day.
Subtle difference. we had similar backgrounds, and that was pounded into both of us again and again and again. I had a more subtle approach with my family where I'd bring something up, and it would be the response quite often from senior family members would be, okay, Mike, which really told me in no uncertain terms, all right, idiot opened his mouth.
I got another good one over the weekend. I got an email from my brother saying he's coming out in May.
Hey, that's good. Finally.
Planning on bringing his Harley
coming
out.
Coming out?
Yeah, he's planning on coming out here.
I wondered when.
Oh, I thought you said he was coming out.
Oh
no, like you in New Orleans?
Yeah, no.
A visit back east. Coming to visit. He reminded me of one of the great names that our dad had, Sam had for us when we were growing up. He would call us Ed.
Ed?
And we'd always go, Ed, his last name Ed. Stu. I'm looking for Stu Ped. I mean, it made no sense. It was
a really, variation on a theme, though.
It was like, you know, if he was really mad, and I didn't even realize that I was talking to my brother this weekend. He's like, do you remember when Dad would call us Stu? I'm like, no. You know.
Was it Ed or Stu?
It was Ed, because, you see, he could not figure out how to make it stupid. Uh-huh. So he'd say, you're Stu. Stu-ped. Or.
Was he really upset when he would do this? Because it doesn't sound like he really thought it through.
He would try to come up with quite a few beyond moron, idiot, stupid. The closest he came, my brother's middle name is Philip, and he would call him Phil the Pill.
Okay. Right.
You know, thought he was real clever about
Phil
that.
Phil the Pill.
And a lot of times he would say, either where's Stu? He would say, I'm looking for Stu and Ed.
I like
His two boys.
My favorite was Umdums, when he'd call you guys Umdums.
You big Umdums.
That's nice.
But Stu and Ed, another one from the great past.
Who was the cousin that changed the oil with the straws?
Cousin Ronnie. Cousin Ronnie, Mike.
Was he in the umdum category? Would your dad call him an umdum too?
Not to his face.
Ah, okay.
He'd be a moron.
A moron.
Yes. That would be the term of endearment for him. A
damn
moron.
Dummy.
Hey, Rob, where's the music for Mike for his eating in New Orleans?
Do we have music for that?
We didn't get to that.
All right. I got it right here.
A lot of stuff we didn't get to today. The Paula Abdul tapes. We will get to the sex ed tapes.
Oh, good.
Before the end of today's show. Okay, for all you guys out there, all you guys named Stu and all you guys named Ed. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, I had a quick question for you on that Sacha Baron Cohen. How come you guys block it out when it was actually on live TV last night, or at least taped TV last night? They didn't block it out.
What was blocked out? I don't understand.
His
part that he was talking about is looking at the guy's little Golden Globes and his...
Now, did someone hit the delay on that?
Possibly down the line.
Somebody back at headquarters?
Yes.
Probably because you couldn't say testicles and anus.
Hey!
Yeah, it's great being a shock. It's great being a shock jock. I'm sure you can say testicles, you can say anus,
right.
Just maybe you can't say them in this screwed up age.
If Sam on the Golden Globes, that got through, but on the radio, who knows?
It's,
or you can't associate it with a product line of some sort, I think, is the other.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Right.
It's associating with a product line.
Mm-hmm. The product line for anus and testicles.
That's exactly what it is.
True.
Because we were promoting a product when we were playing
what,
that.
What product?
Ask Rob Spiewak about that. Definitely.
Yeah, Tux. I think one comes to mind, Tux.
That's a good one.
How would you use Tux on your balls, though? I mean, wouldn't that... Isn't that like, Mike, isn't that like witch hazel on your balls?
Yeah, but I mean, I would imagine that when you're using the product in that other area, occasionally there would be, you know, you'd maybe just cover a little of that area.
Messy.
I mean, if you were doing a forward swipe.
Please.
God, I hope they're not hitting the delay now. I can picture, why do I feel like a lot of fingers are getting bloody right now?
Ouch.
So to speak.
Fingers might get bloody the other way as well. All right, get out of here. Goodbye. I don't know why that was delayed. Will I one of our crack staff check into that?
We'll find out about the legalities.
We didn't do it. Well, I think we just had it explained pretty much. We just talked it through. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Was endorsing a product.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, is it me? What not? Hello.
Just a couple of things to point out to you. One of the guys in CTU, the tall one that you were referring to as my giant, that was Milo from season one.
Okay.
Milo from season one, who was with Chloe.
Yeah.
Dated Chloe.
Right.
He was also on a show called 6 Feet Under.
Felt her hot breath.
He played the hot garlic breath of Chloe O'Brien.
Her hot V breath.
Her hot G breath.
And the new hottie. the new hottie was the daughter on Vegas Vacation.
Really? All right. Thank you, Mr. Man. We appreciate it. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I know it might not have sounded like we appreciated it, but we really did.
We did, Mike. We meant it from our dickers. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a quick story about something that happened in Sacramento the other day. I'm not sure if you heard about it.
Oh, if it's Sacramento, make it a long story.
What was it?
Well, one of the geniuses over here, one of the local radio shows, I should start, they were having a morning wacky, crazy contest.
Oh, Jesus.
Who could drink the most water without having to urinate?
Really? I can't even hear the cricket.
Somebody tried so hard to win this contest that they actually held it so long that they drove home and died. They died from drinking too much water. I don't know. I kind of just thought you guys would think that was funny.
No. No, he can hear the
guys
on the phone.
Probably can't hear him on the phone. He can hear him on their place through the radio. Remember that issue we had about hearing crickets on the phone?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Matt.
Incidentally, when we get calls from Sacramento where they repeat something we've spoken about not less than 5 minutes ago, it's because of the time delay.
Right. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Let's say that.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks. How are you?
This is Dustin Hoffman, and I want to say I love your show, and I'm planning on watching American Idol tonight with Witch Hazel on my ball.
When they're out of the blue like that, they catch us by surprise.
I did notice Dustin Hoffman appeared to be a little buzzed last night.
I think he likes to go to those award shows and tip a few.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
I was calling about the actress, the Queen Elizabeth actress. Is it Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was also in Caligula.
Was she really?
Oh, cool.
That was both Mike and I. The show kind of...
You want to get our attention. Aren't we horrible that
Caligula,
way?
Caligula, yeah.
We both, like, we finally start paying attention. Caligula, we both sit up in our chairs.
I like Caligula.
Was she
a main character, yes. She used to, as she said in an interview on 60 Minutes, be known for taking her nick off.
Oh, okay. I'd have to go back and... Boy, I don't own that. I'd love to... Hey, Buzz, for future gifts, I'd love Caligula.
Oh,
I'd love it. I'd still be embarrassed to buy it myself.
I wouldn't.
I would still be embarrassed to go into a store and buy it.
I wouldn't.
Caligula.
Hell, I got no problems buying HJs Across America.
Yeah, but you buy that. Don't you buy that on the internet where it comes in a brown paper bag? I'm talking about going to the stove.
Still, the best star name for Caligula is Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole is the king that stabs the guy. Remember, they fill him up with wine.
Yeah, I don't remember that the old lady being in it, though. She would not have been old. That was 30 years ago.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been remotely old in that. And I think you probably would get a look at her hanging gardens, too.
I'd like to see those. Mm-hmm. I'd see those tube socks. Back when they were those shorty socks.
Tube socks. Michael!
Yes, I'm here.
Michael!
I'm here.
Look at this, everybody.
What?
Look at this.
What do you got?
That was the radio. Let me show you. Let me show you what my best buddy got me. He went down to New Orleans, got all hammered.
That's a nice one, isn't it? I love their uniforms. I think they got the best uniforms in football.
Really? Got me a beautiful Reggie Bush official Saints jersey.
Nice.
Might be historical. Who
knows?
Maybe you'll have a couple of great games.
It's a great gift. Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure.
Mike was down in New Orleans. I heard from him very early on Sunday morning. And when we were talking about Mike's trip to New Orleans and everything that he did down there, the one thing we didn't get to was what you had to eat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to do this from memory, so bear with me here, because I listed the food items. I did that, but I didn't list them like in order of eating, and this might be a little tough for me.
Okay, let's roll it. Where's Mike's eating music? Here we go. We're ready.
All right. We land in New Orleans on Saturday. We go to that place that you and I went to, that place, Desire Cafe.
Oh, that's a good place.
So Carla asked me, because she knows nothing about New Orleans whatsoever, she asked me, what is a po' boy sandwich? I said, a po' boy sandwich is like one of the greatest things you can eat. And I suggest you get the oyster po' boy sandwich, which she does.
Okay.
Now, I go there, and you know what I like to eat? I like that Louisiana barbecue shrimp they have.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Kind of a disappointment. Not on the menu.
No.
So I asked for some crawfish etouffee, which is crawfish in like a butter sauce and lots of rice. And I asked for French bread on the side. So
okay.
I eat that. So I now this is where I begin to get a little wobbly. we stuff ourselves on this, and we decide, well, we're not going to go out and eat formally because we ate a late lunch. We'll eat at the casino.
Is this the buffet food?
This is the casino buffet
food.
Oh,
good.
All right. So I'm working off memory here from the casino because this is a buffet. This is a few trips. I went up there and I got fried oysters, fried shrimp, fried catfish. I got a slice of roast beef. I got corn.
Well,
I got mashed potatoes. Came back, ate that. I know I did a second trip. I swear to God, I got a burrito. They had the Pacific Rim Station, too, which was the Chinese food. And I got a spring roll. And that was Saturday night. We decided we were going to, pack it in Saturday night. We weren't going to go out and party. I was going to watch the game on TV. Watch the game. After the game's over, I get a little hungry.
Yeah.
So I ordered some gumbo. We ordered chicken gumbo at the hotel. Maybe just a package of M&M's in between, but that was it. To bed, what a day.
What a day, all right.
We wake up, crack of dawn for us, about 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning. We venture out to Cafe de Mamano. Little coffee and beignets. For those of you who don't know what beignets are, they're really donuts only. They're fried dough. It's really glorified fried dough with powdered sugar.
With powdered sugar on top.
This is approximately 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to have a light because we're having brunch at noon with Carla's friends.
Was the bread pudding extra runny?
I like the bread pudding extra runny. We go to the brunch. At the brunch, you'd be very surprised. I started drinking in earnest. Now, you know that food doesn't really get in my way when I'm drinking, but I did manage one trip to the buffet station where I had the shrimp creole. I believe I had some eggs. And then it starts to get a little wobbly.
Sure.
All right. At this point, we venture out and we went to that other restaurant where the guys called me from. I don't even remember where I was, but I know that I had a bite of some sandwich. It might have been a burger, but I didn't. The rest of the day is spent not eating at all. I'm not eating at all until the very end of the night when we go back. And because I'm in New Orleans, the greatest food in the free world, why not eat at the casino buffet twice?
Oh.
So talking about the wee hours of the morning. We eat at the casino. Carla ended up getting sick, like in the middle of the night. And I have no memory. All I know is I ate everything. And I went to the dessert part where I ate they had these little chocolate cubes that were just like diced up chocolate, chopped up pieces of chocolate.
Yeah.
I put that in ice cream. I had some sort of pudding, and I also had
pudding.
It was extra bread pudding, extra runny. And I had that. I put the little chocolate chips over ice cream. Had my regular stuff too, where I had all the fried food that was there. Went back, kind of revisited the fried catfish, which was kind of spicy. Ate that, went to bed, and then we got up on Monday. Now Monday was, once again a very, very, very nasty day for me. It was very, very hungover, and I didn't recover until just about the time I got to the airport.
What'd you have there?
Well, before I got to the airport, we did manage to stop for lunch in New Orleans before we went to the airport. I had a half of a muffalata sandwich.
Oh, those are great.
Which Carla was eating. She didn't eat the whole thing.
You realize we're now starting the song for the third time.
That's ham. That's salami. Uh-huh. And that's some other Italian breakfast meats with a little olive loaf and some chopped olives on top of it, olive oil, and it's really good. And then I had the New Orleans sampler, which is a cup of gumbo, a cup of jambalaya, and a cup of red beans and rice. Oh, I also skipped the first thing that I had that first day was red beans and rice, too.
Good for you.
I had that, too, as a side item. So let me see. I got it on here. I just list oyster po'boy sandwich, muffalata, chicken gumbo, jambalaya, red beans and rice, beignets, fried catfish, fried shrimp, fried crawfish, crawfish etouvée, shrimp creole, pecan pie with ice cream, a shrimp po'boy, some nachos at the airport. Carla ate most of those, but I had some nachos at the airport.
How dare she?
Then we land last night. We got in, probably landed at about 8:30. Got out of Dulles Airport at midnight.
All right.
I mean, you know what it's like to get out of Dulles.
Sure. You're exaggerating, but you were hungry.
On the way back, I had to get my eat on because I hadn't eaten a lot on Monday.
Yeah.
So I stopped and had three Chick-fil-A sandwiches between the Chick-fil-A and then to bed after that. I don't think I ate anything else at home. Absolutely stuffed.
I could be wrong, but this sounds like too many points for Weight Watchers.
Way too many points. Way too many points. This morning I've eaten, I've stayed on my points. I've eaten light chips.
That should take care of it then.
I've eaten a lot of light chips today, and I'll have a sensible dinner, and to bed, what a day. I might have a sensible dinner. I'm not sure. But that was pretty much it. I got all that Creole food that I like. Didn't do one, like, really fine dining experience, though, which you should do.
Oh, sure you did, Mike. You went to the buffet at the casino twice.
What an asshat I am. Really, I'm mad at myself about that. It was out of convenience both times.
And you're
not even getting
New Orleans food there.
Not even remote.
You might as well go to the old country buffet if you're going to eat it.
It was horrible.
At a buffet.
It was the old country. You're absolutely right. It was the old country buffet. There was no reason for me to do that. And then the problem was? When I was hungry, was at the wrong times.
Mm-hmm.
I almost burped something up just there. It was being starving to death and not having the patience to like walk into the quarter or get a cab and go into the where they have the greatest restaurants known to mankind. Instead, it's like let's go to the buffet where they have ice cream. You ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut? Have an oatmeal cookie, an eclair, a chocolate chip cookie, bread pudding, carrot cake. All the good things. Italian, Chinese, Mexican, traditional New Orleans, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, corn, mixed vegetables, an oyster poor boy.
And for some reason, I had heartburn.
I didn't bring it with me. No, I did bring my Pepsi AC in the big jar. I had like four of those between. Because I don't even remember the days. It all runs together. It was a wonderful trip. Wonderful place to visit.
Single-handedly, Michael Mara, keeping New Orleans alive.
Yes. And I urge everybody to go down there and to visit and to spend money down there because, you know, and I made a point really to, and this is, I did. I seriously did this. I made a point to tip better than you normally tip. You know, if you tip normally 10%, tip 15, you normally tip 20. You know, just give them a little bit more because everybody's still living down there. And they're, you know, I talked to a couple of the locals who said, you have no idea if you just go to the tourist areas what the other side of town looks like because they're still rebuilding down there. But, man, the areas for the you know, John Q. tourists are fantastic. It was great. I had a good time.
All right, glad you made it out alive.
I am too, Don.
I meant that seriously, Mike.
Beignets. You know, I didn't feel threatened one time. I didn't feel, even in the gay bar.
How about your digestive system?
That was under siege. Huh. That was under siege for most of the weekend. Both ends.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Up here, you know, with the acid reflux.
And then down there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Monday morning. I thought I was going to have to visit, you know, colitis zone over there.
You think your arteries were threatened?
Not really. I feel pretty good. Okay. I feel really pretty good on that one, you know.
It'll take a while.
I drank and smoked, too. And then I just stop. I just stop everything. And I won't do it for another week.
Liar. Almost what a liar you are.
A short week. So.
Let's see. We don't want to talk to people about your health now.
No.
Let's not do that.
No, because you know what? That was a weekend. And really, you know this. I do during the week, I eat well. It was a special weekend in New Orleans, and I am back on my little points thing. And, I eat all the crap. And believe me,
tell these people. Hey. Take it and shove it, okay, Barry? Barry?
Yeah.
Hey, Barry, pay attention and shove it.
Hey, Barry?
Yes, sir.
Call me in the office off the air. I'm very concerned about Mike, but he's very fragile. Let's not talk about his health now.
I am fragile. We'll talk later.
Okay? Call me in the office.
I am fragile.
Were you one of the people calling about Mike's health?
I was calling about, I was listening to a replay of one of your prior shows over the weekend. I'm down here in Florida. I used to live up there down the street from when you were at another radio station.
Okay.
And I missed you guys. And one day, remember about 16 years ago, you were complaining about the same thing, being out of shape. And we came by and you needed a stress test. And we all went over to Georgetown Hospital and did a stress test on someone.
Do you even remember this guy's talking about something happened on our show 16 years ago?
Did you ever do a stress test on the show?
Did one of you guys come to Georgetown and have a stress test?
I don't know.
On the radio?
No. I don't know. But 16 years ago, we weren't reading lists of things that we ate, were we?
Oh, come on. The drugs weren't that bad back then.
Let me tell you something. You know what my stress test is?
This is the highlight of my life. I woke up at 6 in the morning. You guys put me on the radio.
Sir, can I just tell you how many lives? Can I tell you how many lives we have touched and we are saved? We are nonplussed about. We don't even know.
Yeah, my stress test is waking up every morning.
Listen, I'm sure that for you it was like an episode of Touched by an Angel. But for Mike and I, it was simply meeting in some form another one of the great
unwashed.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's our episode of Ghost Whisperer. Now, if I eat any more like I did this weekend, my breasts will look like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
If we actually did meet you, then I think we consider ourselves lucky that we didn't catch nothing from you.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for listening all these years.
Thanks for that trip down memory lane.
Anytime.
Okay.
I'll call you again.
Thanks so much.
Don't wait 16 years next time. Wait 15.
Make it sooner. Call us on the weekend.
I just found you. You're down here in South Florida.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Got you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
He was good people. Yeah.
We drive away even the people that like us.
I know.
Mm-hmm. We drive them all away.
I know. Well, I mean, he didn't have anything to offer of any value.
We'll get them all back, Mike, in our next break when we start our boys' sex instruction video.
You're going to love this, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Circa 1960 with that same guy that does the voice on all these tapes.
Right? Swear to God, I think it's one guy they used
maybe,
for 30 years.
There's no special age to have sex.
Oh, no.
Your nocturnal emissions, puberty, your testes.
Right.
Here's your penis.
Check.
Another cut is called...
Wow.
Another one of the cuts is called your glands.
Ooh.
Menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
Fertilization. And when can I have sex?
Oh. Very exciting.
That's right. From 1960, boys, sex... instruction video.
Yeah. Now, will they be hitting the delay on this when we play this occasionally?
I
think this is an interesting exercise to play something that was created in the 1950s, and now it's controversial. Right?
I'm pretty sure that he doesn't mention what Borat did about taking anus and testicles and putting them somewhere.
In the same.
It's the America.
Oh, 1960. Sorry.
We were all doing stop, drop, and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is okay in 2007.
1960.
Right on.
The T. Talbot Bond Company.
Your testes. These are your testes. And that's what he refers to them as well. Yeah. Not your testicles, your balls, your nuts. Your testes.
This chapter is entitled Rubbing It. Thank you. We appreciate your patronage.
Where is this guy?
This is what happens when the egg is fertilized.
There he is.
The sperm meets the egg in this tube.
All right, I love it when we can learn and laugh.
Yeah. I've had a tough day of narrating. Put the kids to bed and make me my dinner, June.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room, a place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room, rated X for adults, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a one-way trip to Fist City. The Don and Mike Show.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Hey, shut up.
Shut up.
Hey, you shut up.
Shut up!
Okay, so you're hot, bro.
What was that, Simon?
I really, really, really hated that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you, Betty? Where's she at?
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi.
See a change in American Idol this year. Well, Betty Ford will be sitting with Simon Cowell.
Wow. Betty Ford is an old broad, and so is that chick, an old chick that won the Golden Globe last night for the Queen movie.
Helen Mirren.
And we did an IMDb thing on her, and she is topless in the movie Calendar Girls.
Yeah.
Oh.
And who needs Mr. Skin? There you go, right on IMDb. There she is.
I was also back there, and John was showing me on the computer some stills from Caligula when she was in her prime.
Yes.
And she's a handsome woman in that movie.
Daddy liked to see that.
Yeah.
Daddy liked that.
Yeah, she's... this is 2005, they tell me. This picture in the bottom right here?
Yeah.
That's just 2 years ago.
Yeah, Calendar Girls. I know she's... Right. I TF her. She's an old broad. You'd probably break her in half. Can you imagine? Probably. Break a rib or something. Yeah.
Crack a rib.
No doubt.
At the very least.
Try to TF her.
The queen.
Okay, now, TF is part of sex. I don't know if I'm just trying to a clumsy segue into this.
They wouldn't have had that back in on this tape.
They
wouldn't
so.
Go into that kind of
they
detail.
They
didn't
cover that, no.
There's a way that you can...
keeping in mind that we want to get to the Buzz News Hour here and have plenty of time for it, we're going to get into this today. Just get into it a little bit, the way that they intended it back in the 50s.
Just a little taste.
Late 50s, early 60s, and we'll hear more tomorrow. Boys, sex, instruction, video.
Yeah.
And this, Mike, the
I never had this growing up. I never had that. I never had that. No,
oh,
no,
this
no.
This was a big deal in the 50s.
I bet it was. Yeah. I bet it was exciting, right?
Yeah, oh, sure. Did a little more research. The year of my birth, 1958.
Oh, that's when this came out, right?
And 48 years ago.
They never changed the film for many years.
Then the fertilized egg becomes attached to the uterus wall.
This is where we're going to educate our listeners.
This is when the giggling would begin, as soon as you heard uterus.
Baby making.
And the cells multiply and grow into a baby.
Yes.
Yeah, but how does it get there? You know, not just the sperm and egg stuff. I mean, well, what really happens?
What really happens? Now all the boys in school are rubbing their hands together right now.
I mention in this video, all the boys are naked, incidentally. And the guy who's narrating is wearing a Boy Scout uniform.
He's fully clothed.
Right. Well, not fully. Mike, the cow's out of the barn.
Ah, that's right. And he's got a riding crop. Now.
Oh, what you want to know about is sexual intercourse. Well, that happens like this. Here.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Is he showing?
Here's a cross-section of the the erect enters here. And rhythmic movements. A pumping back and forth causes an ejection from the.
I'm confused with all these beeps, Mike.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it with the beeps.
I'm confused. I don't understand what goes where.
Why, instructor? Why have you beeped these words out?
Some of the sperm swim up here through the uterus and on into the tube, where they may or may not meet an egg cell. If one does, then
God, I'd die for an egg cell sandwich right now. Be like Ugly Betty, though, getting caught in my braces. I got eggshell in my braces.
Nice little, get yourself a nice eggshell sandwich.
The egg is fertilized and settles down here in the uterus and grows into a baby. About 9 months later, the baby is born. Through the This is how we all came into the world.
All right.
There's an 80% chance that the baby will grow up to be a total jerk.
Here's the next instructional piece of video.
What's this one called?
There's no special age. Special age.
See, I hear that on the surface, and I think that's a terrible message to be sending. I'm totally confused by that.
Well, listen to it, Mike. You're 8?
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Sounds like us talking. I think anybody can understand what he's talking about.
It's about nocturnal emissions. Mm-hmm. Here's the one about there's no special age.
Yeah, but babies and all that. That's not all you go out with girls for, is it?
It almost sounds like the Beaver and Wally.
Yeah, yes.
What? Go on.
Oh, he's Spanky. Sparky.
Why, you don't know.
No. I wish I had a watermelon.
Oh, come on.
I wish I had a watermelon.
Oh, where do babies come from?
I wish I had a big watermelon.
Shut up.
Yeah, but babies and all that. That's not all you go out with girls for, is it?
Yes, that's all you go out with a girl for. Mm-hmm,
baby.
To have a baby.
To make a baby.
No, you're right. Going out with girls is fun. When you get older, you probably want to get married and start a family.
Yeah.
Hey, when should a guy start going around with girls?
Oh, there's no real answer to that. Whenever you feel like it, I guess. Maybe the first time you'll want to ask someone to a party or a dance.
Now, the playing around... You see, that's a different era now. Uh-huh. Playing around now would have a completely different connotation than it does in that, you know?
Well, go on.
I'm going to aim at Robin. I'll be in with for something. What I wish for? Or anything.
Wow.
Go ahead and rub it.
Rub it.
I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon.
Oh, racist.
I wish I had a watermelon.
It's the little Afro-American boy.
Yes, who wishes.
And he's wishing he had a watermelon.
Right. Now, I'll go figure that one out.
So we could go watch the MLK doubleheader on TNT.
Oh, come on.
Watermelon. Oh, I wish for something big.
You know, Spanky kept that attitude up until his death.
Yes, he did.
Really? How are you, Spanky?
Oh, fine.
We'll need a partner. But there's no special age. Just like there isn't any special reason for taking a girl out. Most guys just like female company.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for today, fellas.
Well, that's terrible.
Let's get out to practice, huh?
Okay. Let's get out there. Oh, so it's the coach.
What kind of practice?
You know.
Let's hear about the dreams. Let's hear about the nocturnal emissions.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
I said the same thing to Buzz today.
Uh-huh. We have this conversation regularly.
Hey, Buzz, you have a good weekend? God, I had a nocturnal emission dream last night.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, is it a killer?
Regular car.
Jan had to get me rubber sheets.
Flood. How often do you come in and say that? God, it seems like at least once a week.
Every day of the week that ends with Y.
If I had a nickel.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
What's that?
Oh, you know. The sperm comes out of your...
What comes out of... What
is that? Guys?
Oh, man. This is why you and I would have been thrown out of the classroom.
You and I,
with
hey,
that
you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
What's that?
Oh, you know. The sperm comes out of your... Sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby. Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
No.
Oh,
he
shut
hasn't
up.
Told much about anything. So that means you can start a baby.
It was something new to Bill, this business of nocturnal emissions.
How are you?
Just as a lot of other things were new.
Uh-huh.
Growing up is a time of change.
True.
Everything seems to happen at once.
Honey, give me the biggest kiss you got.
Hey, guess what? They put a sign in Coach's yard last night.
Let's hear one more for you. We'll hear the rest of these tomorrow. Let's just hear about introducing boys to their testes.
Ah, very good.
But everybody doesn't develop at the same time.
Of course not.
In the same way. Jim, for instance, is bigger all over than you, Pete.
Jim McClure.
Big gum Jim.
That just means he started filling out earlier. You'll catch up.
Are they talking about size?
George now is growing tall instead of filling out.
Yeah.
Mike is more like Jim.
Mike O'Mara is more like Big Gum Jim.
That's why we're going to call you Thimble, Mike.
Ben will be tall, probably. And big all over. Well, everybody is just naturally a little different.
Yeah, but where do these glands come in?
Well, it's the sex glands, or testes, that actually get these changes going. Here.
Here.
Let me
cup them.
Here, have a look at mine.
Here. I'm putting my hands out now.
Now, we've been talking about these in class, but I thought I'd show you mine.
Maybe a diagram will help.
A diagram.
A diagram.
Take a look at this diagram. Now, I'm going to take this pointer. This is righty. This is lefty.
All right, well, it's time for the news.
This is a diagram from Blue Boy.
Excellent notion.
We have not yet heard about puberty, the section called hands menstruation. All of this tomorrow. We'll learn a lot more tomorrow. A
lot more education coming up.
How about that?
Hopefully you'll be able to decipher this educational material, even with our beeps. There's so much to learn.
I remember before the show today, I turned to Buzz and I said...
Hey, you know something?
That's
no,
exactly how you said it, too.
I had a dream last night.
He says it the same way every day when Don comes in. Hey, you know something? And then you know what's coming.
Right as I'm shaking Buzz's hand.
All right, so the news and the comments are straight ahead.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Experts at doing the toilet facility. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for Buzz. Buzz, I know that you're going to be talking about this as your lead.
Yes.
It's got to be Paula Abdul, right? No?
No.
What's this movie you're doing? Brass, the movie?
Yeah, Ross, you know, the best thing is I'm blessed to have a platform that allows me to continue to do the projects that I want to do. I'm going to be producing my first feature film, a big one, with Avi Arad from Marvel Comics, Isaac Larian, who...
That's not your lead story, Buzz?
This guy's reaction is great at the end. This anchor that's interviewing her, he's one of the few that's not the, hey, happy
What's
anchor.
What's this movie you're doing, Bratz, the
All
movie?
Let's roll for a second.
Ross, you know, the best thing is I'm blessed to have a platform that...
These Paula Abdul drum tapes are
all
over YouTube.
Producing my first
this guy
film.
Handles it the way Jim Ryan would have, that old guy in New York.
Avi Arad from Marvel Comics, Isaac Larian, who from MGA, who has the property of Bratz. It's going to be the first feature, and it's a live action, so it's not animated. I'm helping cast
wonderful
girls to play these roles, and I have a major role in it myself, and I'm going to choreograph it as well and create the design, the fashion design.
All right, I'm not really sure what you said there, but it's called Bratz.
What aren't you sure of?
American Idol next Tuesday and Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock here on Fox 2 in the Bay Area. Thank you.
Listen to this.
Have fun, Ross.
All right, Paula. Bye.
Bye.
He knows.
Let's go back to the desk. Brett was up there.
Wow. Yeah. So that's not your lead.
It's so nice to hear an anchor that just doesn't go, hey, thanks, Paula. Bye-bye.
Is this your lead?
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Way to spoil it.
All right, if it's not Paula Abdul and it's not a not dry dream, what could it be?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about 24. Getting a one-night head start did not help Fox's 24 against the Golden Globe Awards last night. Jack Bauer was unable to stop a nuclear explosion in Los Angeles or a cavalcade of celebrities from movie and TV. The fast national overnight ratings from Nielsen gave the award show a 15.7 to 24's 10.1.
That's really surprising.
That's a big lead.
I would wait for the breakout to find out what the demos are on that.
But, right.
But like I said before, I'm not surprised only because 24 is a show that got a lot of momentum the last couple of years.
Right.
I can imagine the people that tuned in on Sunday night maybe for the first part and said, oh, this is the same as it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know about this, but Jesus Christ, it's so great. How could you not watch it?
That's why I'm surprised. I really would think that, people like me that like the show, I mean, I'm just, that's all I wanted to see. I've been waiting for it all winter.
How could you watch the Golden Globes instead of that?
And I like award shows. I'm probably unlike anybody on this show. I actually tune into award shows occasionally. I didn't have anything to do with it.
I noticed on the internet today, at various locations, 24 starting to get criticism, not just about its lack of believability, but about its glorification of torture and about a possible political motive by the Fox network to keep the public focused on the possible threat of terrorism.
Yeah, but Buzz, as I mentioned, though, that's maybe right that they are keeping the terrorist thing out there.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Right.
On the other hand,
yes,
they did a pretty good job of balancing the fact that, let me just put it like this. At one point, I think I mentioned this before, during one of the scenes where the Secret Service guys or whoever they are coming in and they want to get the records from President Palmer's sister, and she won't give them up, and they said they have to do some kind of Homeland Security thing. I turned to my girlfriend and I said, hey, you know what? That's your man's world right there. She said, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know him.
I think history is going to look back and see a lot of ways we could have done things better. No question about it.
I said, that's Bush's world. Bush's world. And really, that kind of, just hear me out for one second, I'm almost done on this. Yes, on one hand, while they are keeping this whole, we better be diligent and be afraid because they could blow us up at any second. On the other hand, the message that they're showing at the same time is, hey, government's kind of out of control, getting a little like Russian KGB, we will watch you every second.
I agree with that. And then they went back, though,
to
the original when they had the two guys that he bumps into in the prison who are actually doing some plotting.
Oh, that's right.
And it was really, at the end of that, when I saw that, I said, how, you know, who knows? Because I thought really was kind of balanced up until that point.
Right.
And on a couple of occasions, when you think, well, first of all, the neighbor across the street, the neighbor boy, you know, Don't attack him. Don't kick his door in. And what does it actually show? He ends up being a terrorist and shooting the guy that kicked his door in. There are very interesting messages. I'm not sure
in the end
how much of a political angle this show has. I think they're just trying to entertain.
In the end, the threat of terrorism, at least so far, after the first 4 hours, has outweighed the right to privacy. The threat of terrorism.
I think you're right.
Has been proven real with the nuclear explosion. Yeah.
But how many people watch that show? I'm not a pussy.
Right.
Well, I'm a pussy. But I watched that show last night and I thought, is it almost like, bad karma is not the word that I'm looking for, but should we have a show on TV, an entertainment show, where we're talking about bombs going off in St. Louis, Chicago,
fake news reports,
Boston,
kind of makes you creepy.
You know, they use the Fox News Channel logo very, very loosely there.
Yes.
And it ends with a mushroom cloud over Los Angeles. And I really said, Janet, that is the best episode I've ever seen. God damn, what a payoff. But on the other hand, it either desensitizes you to the threat that's there, or if you really stop and think about it, you think,
you maybe panic a little bit.
Yeah, with all the things that we could be having a TV show about, we're watching this stuff like hundreds die in St. Louis, and it's like,
we're watching it as fiction, when in fact this
could
really
be very real.
Right.
Yes.
And the show has always gotten a bad rap. Its first season, they they pigeonholed it as a 9/11 thing.
Right.
But it actually started production way before 9/11. Mm-hmm. And so it might be bad luck and bad timing on their part. And you can't knock it down once it's a success.
There's also
you can, Rob. That's what America's all about.
That's what we do.
Not at Fox.
There's also the Ricky Schroeder factor. That's right. I said Ricky. The former child star has altered his name back to Ricky just in time to join the cast of 24. That is how he will be billed on the show.
Isn't that smart? Because they got that dumb Lord of the Rings guy, and I thought he would be a total loser, and he was really good on the show last year.
Little man boys are going to work well on 24. Well, Rick Schroeder did
they get a
well,
man boy in the White House. Now they have another man boy at CTU.
He did well on NYPD Blue. I'm sure he'll do well here. I just don't get the name change back to Ricky.
Ricky.
And how much weirder, speaking of boys' names, how much weirder can that Missouri kidnapping story get? As I recap the story, for those who haven't heard, I'd like to hear what you guys, your take on this.
Well, that older kid is obviously really disturbed. Something's either gone on or he's associating with the guy. It's very scary.
The kid who was kidnapped for 4 years.
Right, for 4 years.
Well, here's the story. Michael Devlin, the 41-year-old manager of a pizzeria in suburban St. Louis, has been arrested for kidnapping. He's been accused of holding one boy for 4 days, the other for 4 years. Described by acquaintances as pleasant and asexual, police now say Devlin had child pornography on his computer. And then there's the most recent kidnap victim. The kid, 15-year-old Sean Hornback, apparently got a moment alone with his kidnapper's computer and wrote a message on a website set up by his desperate parents. Whomever it was wrote, "How long do you plan to look for your son?" And then there are the neighbors of the kidnapped suspect who didn't connect the new boys with the high-profile campaigns to find them. The neighbors who let the boys convince them not to be concerned about the strange sounds they heard, like a baseball bat being struck against a wall, and the whining. Adopted into a family of six, Michael Devlin rose from pizza delivery to pizzeria manager and answering phones at night at a funeral home.
You know, Buzz, as I watched the coverage of this on TV, there are questions that everybody has that nobody's coming out and asking. Everybody's saying,
right,
we're glad these boys are okay. And I saw the youngest one that was only with this creep for 4 days.
He seemed
like nothing had happened to him. He was happy to play his video game.
He just seemed kind of normal. Little deer in the headlight, right, you know, which is normal.
You know, the other thing that no one wants to discuss, at least openly, is I've heard them say, you know, well, there's talk about how could someone have lived for 4 years and how come he just didn't get up and run away.
Mm-hmm.
I think what no one wants to say is that, how do you know, first off, he wasn't being abused by this guy?
Exactly, absolutely
right.
Terrified.
That's the thing that no one wants to say, that the 800-pound gorilla that's in the room that no everyone wants to ignore. Second, especially if he got on a website, what if this guy did say to him, if you say anything to anybody, or as long as your parents are still looking for you, I'm going to kill your parents. I mean, how do you know? And no one has asked these questions yet, at least no one on TV, nobody in print.
They seem to be at the, you know, let's protect the kids' privacy right now. I think they're going to get into that as this trial unfolds, but it would seem to me pretty obvious that some serious abuse went on with that kid that was with him for 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. When of course, you can say anything to a kid that age. You know, I'll kill your parents, for example, or I'll kill you if you even think about it. You know, they talk about, he had a bicycle and he was able to come and go as he pleased. But, of course, you're abused, it's like an abused woman in a relationship.
Exactly.
She's terrified.
I read a report that apparently at some time over the last 3 years, the cops came to this guy's house because of a parking ticket or something, and he and one of the reporters was saying, and again, this is the way they do it. Well, people are wondering why he didn't do anything.
Yeah, right.
We're all just glad he's okay. No one will come out and say, hey, do you think this kid was abused?
Okay, you know, really,
most people
he
do
was.
Think he.
Yeah, I would think
to be
he
evidence
think
of
he,
that.
Think he had to be that. Then it becomes pretty obvious why the kid didn't do anything. And
he's probably horribly abused and threatened with his life if he left.
He's a kid.
Right.
He was 11 when this guy took him away. Mm-hmm. 11.
There's also a hostage syndrome where over a period of time,
you identify,
like 4 years,
right,
the hostage taker and the hostage actually develop a relationship.
Oh,
where,
right,
you know, where one is afraid to, or doesn't betray the other.
I mean, you know, it's funny because you talked about the one kid that was there 4 days, and you really saw that joy, you know, that he was reunited with his parents and they were all so happy. And then you saw the other kid and you're like, man, something really horrible. He's lived a nightmare. It was written all over his face as far as I was concerned.
And the other kid's not out doing interviews with his parents.
No.
And, you know, it's just,
it's very disturbing. It really is.
It's at that time you wish that the American media would just say, hey, you know, we don't have any. And here's the other thing. You're so worried about everything is alleged.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, we're concerned about this creep's rights, this creep that abducted two children. Couldn't say that sure looked like he might have abused them because, well, he might sue you later then for impugning his good name.
Yeah, and to speculate on the motives of a child seems almost, you know, as ridiculous as saying you got to protect this guy's rights. I mean, the fact is, I mean, the facts are as they are. He was with these kids. He kidnapped them. Come on, give me a break. Jesus, the media does a lot of speculating.
What a loser. And the way that we segue from these stories in our media, mm-hmm. to me, it's incredible. It's like, yeah, okay, here's this guy. God, he's a bad guy. Look at him in the orange jumpsuit. Doesn't he look like a kid toucher? Doesn't he look awful? He probably hurt that one kid really bad. There's the other kid that fortunately didn't hurt. We're going to bring him out and talk to his parents. This is awful. This is really awful. This is tragic. Hey, well, we come right back. Did you see J-Lo last night at the Globes? Wow!
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't put a lot of thought into
no
it.
No easy way, really.
You know, even on SportsCenter.
You'd have to segue with like a halfway horrible story and then move your way up.
No, you do the SportsCenter thing. On SportsCenter, when they have something that's not happy, uh-huh. they play the sad sort SportsCenter music and they go to commercial. You know the...
Right.
Da-da-da.
Right.
Da, da, da.
You know what they need to do? They need to get Ann Curry on the phone. Yeah. She'd help them. She could do those transitions.
It's getting out.
So sad. So sad.
Tell me something, LT. When you saw those Patriot players in the middle of your field, did you just want to stomp them out?
It's not like you to lose control like that, said Ann Curry as her ankle-length skirt was dragging on the floor.
Look at my eyes. Don't they look like a deer's eyes?
Sad voice time.
A sad story this morning. Ice out in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Here's Al Roker. Hi, Al.
Hey, you stupid C.
Shut up!
Jesus Christ.
How you doing, minority? How you doing, token? Let me explain to you how this works. White woman, white man, black man, Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're on the show.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
Now I know my place. Sad boys. Davey.
Our kidnapped suspect is now on suicide watch, and his lawyers worried about what the other prisoners may do to him behind bars. The 13-year-old boy, the younger of the two kidnapped victims, by the way, says he's ready to go back to school. And when we come back, the latest on OJ.
Okay, thank you, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
My foul-mouthed bobblehead doll, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let's go back to Buzz now.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Me too.
I don't know if it's just funnier than tape or the fact that you're in love with that tape.
Aren't you too?
I'm in love with the whole thing. It's cracking me up. Hey, you know what happened?
You know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Wally. Here's Buzz with more news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Well, it's official. Popular Illinois Senator Barack Obama has announced he's running for president. He made the announcement and filed the papers despite criticism that he's too inexperienced, especially on foreign policy. Obama says he's not running out of personal ambition.
Yeah, because we want to get the experienced guys in there.
Or because of media hype. And all of that, the announcement and the filing, a timely follow-up to Martin Luther King Day. This
is Robert the Mailman.
Not so much. O.J. Simpson's confession.
Juice.
That's how Newsweek magazine is billing a chapter from the not-to-be-published book, If I Did It.
You know, nothing in the O.J. Simpson thing makes any sense. This defies any logic whatsoever.
Sure does, Mike. In this chapter, in this
it
one...
Sure does, Mike.
Sure does, Billy.
Particular
sure
chapter.
Does.
Hey, you know what? I woke up with... in that chapter, Simpson describes the murder of his wife with chillingly accurate detail.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
And in the chapter, The Night in Question, Simpson uses what experts say is the language of an abuser.
That was horrible.
In crude terms, rife with expletives, Simpson suggests that Nicole practically drove him to kill her.
I really, really, really hated that.
He describes her as the enemy. Quoting the book, then something went horribly wrong, and I know what happened, but I can't tell you exactly how.
Oh, what a douche.
Simpson writes that he blacked out, and that when he regains control, he realized...
Did you say blacked out?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
And then he says when he regained control, he realized he's drenched in blood and holding a knife. He's now shopping a new book about his life with Nicole.
Oh, I got a tape of Freddie Goldman.
Mr. Goldman, right?
Yes. Pissed off.
Ron Goldman's father.
Rightly so. Here he is.
The bottom line is he's guilty, was guilty, still is guilty, and will always be guilty of murder.
Well,
that's right.
There you go.
Oops. Hey, that guy's amazing, that Ron Goldman's father. Because I'm surprised that he hasn't just gone out and gone to some of our friends in New Jersey.
Yeah. The more I see him, the more I think, I know it would never come his way. Right. He'd be great to star in the Raleigh Fingers story, though.
The old Raleigh Fingers. He can actually dye that gray hair.
He's got that Raleigh Fingers Oakland Days mustache, doesn't he?
If only they would make that movie.
And you know what Raleigh Fingers always said before he started? He pitched for the A's and who else?
He pitched for the A's, and I think he might have pitched for the Yankees. No, not the Yankees.
He had
the Brewers.
A unique ritual.
Really?
What's that? Oh, you know, the sperm comes out of your...
That's him talking to a catcher.
And Raleigh Fingers, not to be confused with Sparky Lyle, who took care of Whitey Ford's birthday cake.
When he took a big number two on his cake. You know what Whitey Ford always said.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
How you got the nickname.
There it is, Whitey Ford. Okay.
You know something? Oops, turns out that when Iraq hanged Saddam's brother the other day, they accidentally decapitated him.
Hey, Buzz, this is something I don't get. A lot of things that I don't get.
Sure.
These guys are all rat bastards who killed thousands of people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who cares if his head came off when we were hanging him? Who cares if there's decorum around this?
Who knew there were rules?
Why are we treating these guys with any type of civility?
And that happens in hanging more often than not. When the hangman miscalculates the condemned man's body weight versus the length of the rope, as was the case here, or when he does it on purpose. A witness says the head of Barzan Hassan, quote, just snapped off.
And here's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, that's not what he said. Hold on. Here's what he said right after his head came off.
I'm leaking all over.
And he was.
This is what he said.
The video should do well. The New York Times reports that even among its highly educated readers, Saddam's hanging is the number one requested video on the New York Times website. Still. And speaking of internet videos, the showbiz gossip site, website TMZ, is so popular and so good at what it does, it's getting its own TV show. TMZ is less celebrity-friendly than shows like Entertainment Tonight.
Not as popular as your favorite website, THC.
That's right. No, not nearly. But they're very close. It's the outlet, TMZ is, that's the outlet that broke the Mel Gibson story and the Britney and K-Fed breakup. The TMZ show premieres this fall. No host has been chosen yet. Britney, by the way, won't be appearing in network ads for the Super Bowl. Her people asked.
Oh, you know what I said the first time I saw Britney Spears?
Why?
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Britney's people asked that she be invited, but were turned down, according to the New York Daily News, which quotes its sources saying, she's too much of a train wreck. Besides, we already have Paris Hilton.
You know, getting back to that whole Hussein Brothers thing, the flying Hussein Brothers. Right. You know, really, who gives a rat's ass? I feel like on TV where they're saying, you know, we've got to respect these men's the lives that they lived, and we've got to have a certain amount of class.
Don't we just turn them over to the Iraqis and they do it? I mean, we have nothing to do with it.
No,
right?
I'm talking about it's the Iraqis now. This is coming from the Iraqis saying that they don't want to see about it. They want this to be done in the civilized manner. Mm-hmm. Please, were these guys not butchers who killed all of you Iraqi people?
Yes, they were.
Why wouldn't you want the guy's freaking head to come off? And more importantly, why wouldn't you want it to roll right into your lap and then play a game of soccer with it?
They
want to
be civilized like us.
Yeah, right, like we are.
Come on, please. They don't even wear suits like we do, Buzz.
Exactly.
Please, they wear togas.
And very few ties. You don't see a lot of ties over there.
Right.
Or the neckties.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Saddam Hussein. They're wearing the neckties, the Hussein brothers. With the showbiz gossip trend booming, the Today Show is adding a fourth hour. That fourth hour will apparently include the regular Today Show crew, along with Billy Bush and Maria Menounos.
Shut up!
Maria Menounos.
He is the luckiest guy in the world.
Lottery winner,
they
Billy
put
Bush.
They put him with the biggest POA, in my opinion. I think she's as hot as anybody on TV right now.
Lottery winner.
A lot of local TV stations won't carry that fourth hour, though, because it takes away from advertising time they could be selling.
Good morning, Maria.
And that brings us back to video on the Internet. Netflix says it will soon start showing movies and TV shows on the Internet for its members who can't wait for the mail to arrive. For your $18 a month, up to 18 hours online, if you prefer. And speaking of scandals, another beauty queen has quit. This time because she's pregnant.
Miss New Jersey has resigned and won't be appearing in the Miss USA pageant, which is also owned by Donald Trump.
Hey, guys, Miss Jersey, she's going to be out of there. She's pregnant. What do you think about that, Maria? Billy Bush. I'm Billy Bush. Lucky man, lucky man. What do you call me, Don? Lottery winner.
Lottery winner, Billy Bush.
Billy Bush.
Leggy supermodel Naomi Campbell has pleaded guilty in a Manhattan criminal court to assaulting her housekeeper with a cell phone. She was sentenced to 5 days of community service, fined $363.
And where's our good Mel Gibson phone throwing sound effect?
And she's been ordered to attend anger management classes, all for throwing a phone at her housekeeper.
I don't have to attend those classes, guys. I'm Billy Bush. Never lost my temper in my life. Life's too good.
Naomi Campbell.
Isn't that right? Fourth hour of the Today Show with Billy Bush.
One phone.
Thank you, Naomi.
I remember the first time I've ever met you, Billy.
Yeah, what's that, Don?
And you said...
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
You did say that.
Was that right, Don Geronimo? I had a not dry dream last night.
Was that Russell Crowe? Who did I say?
You said Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson just isn't fond of dreams.
Same difference. Yeah, beat him up. Beat him up there, Russell.
Same thing, wet dream.
For the first time ever, there are more women in this country living without a husband than with one. In 1950, when the sex ed films were made, 35% of American women were without a husband. In 2000, it was 49%. Yeah. Now it's 51.
Hey, guys, my wife still lives with me. Yes, and she's very happy. We have two perfect blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. Yes, sirree. Billy Bush, lottery winner. Hey, guys.
It was just last year that married couples became a minority in this country for the first time. The shifting numbers could change the way that employers and the government distribute benefits.
Maybe don't play that way. Maybe don't like that. No.
Women live longer.
Maybe.
But for some of these women, the absence of a husband is only temporary. He may, for example, be in Iraq. But quoting a researcher, there's...
We're out covering a story, like Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Bibi loves that place.
Quoting a researcher, there's no going back to a world where we can assume marriage is the main institution that organizes people's lives.
We'll be at home, and Bibi's covering the red carpet.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Bibi doesn't have those.
And in Michigan, a court has ruled that cheating on your spouse could lead to life in prison. The state's second highest court has ruled that anyone involved in an extramarital fling can be prosecuted for first-degree criminal sexual conduct.
Room just got real quiet, didn't it?
Thank you!
There's the lone applause of the sound of two hands. I wonder whose hands they were. Bibi, don't play that way.
And for first-degree criminal sexual conduct, well, that's a felony, the punishment for which is up to life in prison. No one expects the ruling.
There's those two hands again. Not mine. Mine are here at my side.
Nobody expects the ruling.
Waiting to think about my dream.
Nobody expects the ruling to be enforced to the letter, including the state's attorney general, who pushed for the ruling in one particular case. He says he's more interested in whether the person had the fling while committing some other felony. But the attorney general himself has admitted to adultery, so he...
Hey, Don, you know what I call a fling?
What's that, double B?
Looking at myself every morning in the BB mirror, the Billy Bush mirror.
He may have gotten more...
That's right, guys, look at me.
More of a court ruling than he bargained for.
Mm-hmm. What Dr. King said. Wait. I have a wet dream.
In sports, London will host the first regular season NFL game to be played outside North America.
Smart.
It happens next year, probably in Wembley Stadium, probably between the Giants and the Dolphins.
And it'll have to be a game for the Dolphins. Here's the thing. Whoever the home team is on this,
right?
It's a screw job.
Yeah.
Not only do you lose the money from having a home game, you got to fly all the way to freaking England to play a regular season game.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Don. They love their football over there, don't they? The cab drivers you used to speak to? Remember that one time when you had the one guy that you told all the starting quarterbacks?
Yes.
He loved that.
Yes, BB.
BB says, good job, Donnie.
And finally, here's your moment of schadenfreude. On a local British morning news show yesterday,
hello.
The attractive blonde anchor fiddled with the microphone attached to her bra strap, exposing her midriff. She pouted and pushed her boobs outward like Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked about a co-worker's affair. Good morning, Mrs. Shameless, she called across the room. After 3 minutes of this, a look of shock came over the anchor's face, and she began reading the news, looking a little more pale than usual.
So you mean the one that was being yelled at?
No, the one that was on the air.
Oh.
Didn't realize she'd just exposed an affair on the air.
About an office romance?
Yeah.
The WJFK office romance is on the BBC?
No, this is in Britain. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, buddy.
BBC is Billy Bush Club.
It's the Billy Bush Club, the BBC.
Let's try that again.
Sure.
Sorry, we're out of time.
There we go. Here's some more music. Come on, please. We've got it. Hey, we'll leave you on a soulful note tonight, everybody.
Super Duper.
Until next time, it's Don for my current time, 6:52. 3:52 on the East Coast. Let's go.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
All right. So we'll do better tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 See you in 20 hours, everybody.
Right.
And Head?
What is so great about Britain anyway?
Hey, Billy Bush likes it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.